You shove it up your fucking ass. I'll meet you anywhere. I don't have anybody working right now. They're all laid off.
Yeah, I don't give a shit, like, you know, who you are or who the fuck you are. You know, you're an asshole, like, you know, just, like, disturbing people at 10 o'clock in the, you know, in the evening. You know that.
Excuse me, don't call me asshole, okay?
Don't call me asshole.
I didn't call you for that.
You just call me
okay?
that.
I don't call you asshole. You're the one who called me asshole.
You
okay?
said it four times.
If you want to come here, you come here. Okay?
You said it four times. I've only said it once. You monkey!
You see?
You said it.
Oh, you're rude in talking to the phone?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Alrighty, we'll get right on that. Hey, everybody. Oh, sigh. Madhouse Radio is back. Hope you're all doing lovely tonight. I'm Carlito, purveyor of pranks. That's right. With me here today.
Yes, sir, you are.
Man, Milkman's not here. Milkman Bowie cutting the show for a second week in a row.
What's up with him?
Milkman last week, I was supposed to have the audio ready, but he got very upset on air and quit the show. Did not want to speak to me on the phone. I left him various voicemails, and he sent a very disturbing email out to several people in the Madhouse Circle.
Radio.
No. I'm serious. Milkman himself is very... I don't know. Let's all pray for Milkman. No, let's call Milkman. Let's see what's up with him. I haven't talked to him in like 4 or 5 days. He's probably called me 4 or 5 times a day. Milkman's here! Hey, Milkman, I was getting ready to call you, man. How you doing, Milkman?
What's happening, man?
Not much. Milkman, you were supposed to be on strike today. I was just explaining everybody you were sitting out the show again.
Mm-hmm.
How you been doing, big guy?
Some good information for you. That
good.
Great, yeah,
information.
Got some breaking news.
Breaking news. Milk,
yes.
Break us off.
All right. We have located Jim Noble again.
Jim Noble.
So looking forward to some calls from you. Yeah, the guy that was...
Oh, yeah. He was leaving really scary, freaky messages. That's right. Oh, so the guy you...
New number available.
He kept calling the old mouth line so much for so long. Very wicked, that guy. Cool. Well, send me his number, man. Send it on down. I'll be sure to, you know, fucking look into that. He called. I got it. It's back when it was still Grand Central, so I don't have the, unfortunately, I don't have those voicemails anymore, man. They never got converted over. Google Voice already destroyed them all, I think. Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty sure they did. They might be on shows. I think I played them all at
there
some
are,
point.
I know one of them or two of them are on the show you played on air.
Yeah, because he was talking like a foreigner saying, "Watch your back. We are watching you." He was talking really weird and creepy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think
he's
we have
back,
any.
Bro.
I don't think we have any of those isolated.
He's dying to talk to you.
Yeah, I bet he is. So he's a friend of yours, right? Or
yeah.
A friend of your family or something like
no,
that?
He's not a friend of mine. He's a friend of the show. He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show. God. Yeah, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Tuck is here also. TuckerMike.com. He actually has a website, unlike you, Milkman. Milkman doesn't have a website.
Yeah.
Milkman is too cheap.
Hey, go to my new website.
Google.com.
I have a new website, www.madhouselive.com.
Okay, no dot in that, all right? www.madhouselive.com. Everybody go there right now. Please, go there. Lonesome Loser is not in the chat room yet, but I'm certain he'll be joining us shortly. Kokanee's here. What's up, Kokanee? How you doing? So hi to all the ladies. All your big fans.
I got some excellent news happening yesterday.
All right, go ahead and share your news. This is a great news night tonight, everybody.
Oh, somebody in the chat room had a birthday. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything or not, so if they give me the signal in the chat, I'll say their name, who it is.
A little secret birthday. Milkman, who do you think it is? What's your guess?
I can't see the chat room, so...
All right.
Say,
And Mr. Maybe? I don't know. Well, damn you. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Give me a second here real quick. I'm cooking some meat. I put the meat in the oven too late, folks. And now I gotta go and check on the meat, unfortunately. So, no, 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 fucker. This ain't happening this time. 2 weeks ago, I burnt the shit out of the chicken. Yeah, no, not this week. That's not gonna happen. I gotta go run and check that, though. So we gotta play a prank fucking call. Imagine she came in there with like a bandana over her head. Looking like Tom and Jerry. Remember Mammy from Tom and Jerry? Oh, remember how racist that was? They could never. They never. Oh, Tom and Jerry was great. When those were the best episodes. Is when the big black Mammy had the rolling pin, and all you saw were her legs and stuff. You know, she was like Thomas. She beat the shit out of Thomas with a rolling pin. Yeah, she'd tell him at the beginning, "Yusuf Thomas, I want you to get that rat, or I'm kicking you out." She'd say something like that, right? Usually, what ended up happening, and then all Jerry did was torment Thomas, trying to get him kicked out of the house. Poor Thomas is like trying to chill, you know. He's just trying to,
He's trying to keep his spot.
Jerry's making him work, you know, and that's not fair. Why Jerry's got to be such an asshole, man? You know, just go steal a little bit of food here and there. But Jerry starts, like, fucking making noise. And, you know, he starts doing a lot of shit that he's not, extra shit that he's not supposed to be doing. Never fucking cool. But, yeah, you can't find Tom and, like, can you find old school Tom and Jerry anywhere online? Because I'm going to start watching that stuff. Some of that, man, that was my favorite, man.
Yeah, of course.
That was me and my dad's favorite. We used to, like, because it was just really slapsticky humor and shit they probably would never show these days. I think you can never see a new.
No, they've got all these redone ones now.
Yeah, they're stupid. Yeah, you know, you want the original fucking cells. You know, Tuck knows what I'm talking about. He's in the cells and shit. Tuck, you like it?
You can find it on YouTube easy. You can find it on DVDs easy.
Yeah. I want to see the racist ones with Mammy. And remember, there was a bulldog that used to beat the shit out of Thomas all the time. You know. Jerry
would befriend Jerry.
Yeah, and at the end, Jerry and him would befriend. Yeah, they'd like team forces together to beat up Thomas. Ah, yeah, good stuff. Give me a second. I got to check on the meat before I get hit with a rolling pin. One moment.
A representative will assist you momentarily.
It's a good voice.
Thank you for calling up local. My name is Roxana. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Roxana. Are you guys still taking orders tonight?
Yeah, but we have only the for pickup.
Oh, that's perfect. I'll be there in like 20 minutes. Can I place my order right now, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Can I have your number?
Yes, I would like to get a large burrito burger and some taquito fries. And do you have like the liters of drinks?
Yes,
excuse me?
But I need your information first because...
Yes, I've been there before. Yes, I have. But that's what I want. I want the burrito burger and the taquito fries and a large 2-liter. Do you have Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, I have the Dr. Pepper.
Okay, great. How much is that?
Okay, I can see this one because I need your phone number and your name.
Yeah, it's on the caller ID. I'm calling. I just got my phone today. I don't know what the number is. So you have on your caller ID, but how much is that?
Well, let me see.
I'm very hungry. I've been stripping all night, and I'm very hungry. I need to get something in my body before I pass out. I'm getting the shakes right now. I will be there in 5 minutes. Just how much do I need to bring with me?
Okay. Yeah, but I need your name.
Don't give me the runaround, ma'am. I need to know how much it is right now. Hurry. Ring it up, please.
I can't tell you this because I need your name because I can see this.
My name is Summer Johnson, okay? I've been there 16 times. You remember me, don't you? You did Roxana?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't remember me? It's Summer Big Johnson. Now listen, I need to come there like in 5 minutes. I'm really shaking right now. How much is it going to be? I need to know how much to bring with me.
Okay,
that's all I made all night.
Yeah, sorry, but I need.
What's taking so long? Please tell me how much you need to bring. I'm gonna run in, get it, come right back out. $5, $15?
Anyway, I was just walking by the kitchen, and I remember I saw the fridge, and I think in one of those episodes with the Black Mammy one, at the end when Thomas got kicked out, he ran off with the refrigerator. That was pretty funny. I think that's what occurred on that one of those, yeah.
Unless you stand up on the stool with the broom.
Yeah, because of the rat. Yeah, true. It was, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was the ones where Thomas was, like, falling in love with another lady cat, I think. Wasn't there a few times that happened? Yeah, Tom had hots for a lady cat, yeah.
And that's some love interest.
Lonesome Losers here. Hey, man, welcome, sir. We got numbers coming in now.
Yeah,
I know Nunu was mentioning before that we should prank call people on behalf of Gordon. Well, speaking about Gordon Brown, I understand he's going, but there's a... Looks like there's a new election, right?
Happy birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
He's 97 years old today.
Oh, jeez. Who knows how old he is, that freak? We know nothing about him. Nothing at all about Nunu.
Nunu is 97. He has Tourette's. He's blind in one eye.
Nobody knows anything about the milkman. About Nunu, rather. We know plenty about the milkman.
He used to drive a double-decker bus.
Uh-huh.
Before he worked at Tesco's, and he retired as a pensioner and receives a pension from Tesco's.
Okay.
He used to work in the bean aisle, the bean tin aisle.
Okay. Sounds like an awesome story, Milkman. You're bringing up a lot of UK humor. You must love UK humor, dude, because I have no idea what you're talking about, sir. Anyway, let's get the prank calls here, gentlemen. They're up there. The classic. If you go to the...
To listen to all these classics.
Right. You go to madhouselive.com. We got our classic prank calls around the front page towards the bottom left. There's a link to the classics. The newer ones are in the podcast section there. Subscribe to the podcast. We got two of them. We got a prank cast. Just prank calls. Madcast has the Madhouse shows. Like the one you're listening to right now live. It hasn't been updated in like 2 weeks. Fell behind again, man, where we're just about caught up, man. Kokanee 9 and I started slacking. I'll get to it. I'll start going back and putting more episodes up this weekend. I know every week I say that, but December 26th is like 75% edited. I'll post that. Kokanee already did January the 5th episode. That's ready to go. That'll go up the same day. So there's going to be a double post here any day now. I'll shoot to finish it maybe tonight. If I end the show, if I got enough gas in me, I'll put in an hour. I'll go to sleep at 1 just for you guys. And I'll update it. Alright, Milkman, thank you. Give me just a moment, folks. Let's go ahead and do the first prank call of the night. Lonesome Loser sent in a number for Radio 1 USA. They sell radios and also broadcast on ham radio repeater frequencies. Jesus. Ham radio. Rubber duck coming. Oh, I forgot to turn off the fucking ringer shit. We got Megatron computers. Interesting. Megatron. Pissed looks like we should... Milkman, how much would it cost to get a ham radio set up, man? How much would it cost for me to go on a shortwave? I want to do that. How do you do that? Is there any benefit to being broadcasting on shortwave? Will we get a bunch of freaks? Like crazy fucker kind of people, I think, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I can tell you some more after you get a break.
Good evening, this is Radio 1. Leah speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Radio 1. I'm interested in setting up a ham radio machine in my house, and I want full instructions on how to do so.
Okay. What city are you trying to reach, sir? We have several offices.
Well, this is in Florida.
I can send a message over and have somebody call you during business hours. May I have your first name?
What kind of message? Is this electronic or is it handwritten?
I'm sorry?
Is this an electronic message you're sending secretary or is it going to be handwritten?
Electronic? Yes.
Is there some kind of confirmation or ticket number you will provide me with?
No.
Can you please like set one up for me or give me some type of confirmation?
I don't have a way to do that.
I have a project due on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m., and I'm wanting to get this work done as soon as possible.
Okay, this is the after-hours emergency dispatch for current customers of this company. I can send a message to their office. They'll have it first thing in the morning.
Well, I'm a paying customer. I'm in the biller already. I'm in the biller. You understand?
No, sir. I'm sorry. I don't work for Radio 1. I work for their emergency service.
This is an emergency service?
This is their after-hours answering service.
Okay. Well, I need someone to come fix this right now, right away. Dispatch out immediately. What is the commit time?
May I have your name?
This is Valente.
Your last name?
Valente is good enough. Just Valente.
I'm sorry. The computer won't allow me to take a message without a last name.
Just Valente. Valente, then, I suppose.
Okay.
Mr. Valente?
This is at your home?
Yes. I have a private studio in my home, you understand.
What is the name of the company, please?
Valente and Associates.
And what is the address? And your phone number, please?
407-459-4534. That's our emergency voicemail line. And I would expect to get a call back. How soon can I expect to get a call back?
Sir, I'm sorry, I'm not finished taking the information.
But I will, like, you know, I've let you talk for a little bit, sir, and I appreciate you listening to me for a little bit then.
Okay, first of all, I need a direct phone line for them to call back.
407-459-4534.
You just told me that was voicemail.
That's the emergency voice line. I have it set, I've turned off the ring to the forward to voicemail. It's coming directly to my home right now.
Okay, and what sort of emergency are you having, sir?
We're having problems with the ham radio machine. The antenna machine isn't working right. And I asked them several times to install several spaces here, and they've refused to install them.
Tell them that you've ran out of frequency grease.
Do your techs have frequency grease on them?
I'm sorry?
Do they have frequency grease that they'll be bringing with them?
I have no way of knowing, sir.
Well, this is very important, okay? I need frequency. Can you write that down in the message? Frequency grease.
Okay, I'll begin discussion as soon as we hang up, sir.
Can you read the message back to me, please?
It says the ham radio machine is not working right, and you need the frequency grease.
Right, and the antenna machine.
Antenna machine, okay.
Okay, and you wrote about the spaces that are not there.
I'm sorry?
Spaces, it's missing spaces.
Okay.
All right, so how soon should I expect, what's your commit time on this callback?
Well, I start dispatching immediately.
Okay.
I can't give you an ETA because I don't have no way of knowing how long it will take me to contact them, but I will immediately start dispatching as soon as we hang up the phone.
I appreciate that, sir. And what's the confirmation number here, or what can I use for?
I do not have a confirmation number.
So then what, you know, what is your ID?
My name is Lucy.
What's your handle, sir?
My name is Lucy.
Okay, but, I mean, how many Lucys are there in that building?
Only one.
In your call center. Only one Lucy.
Yes.
Is that all I got to go with? I mean, Lucy, operator 12, anything?
No, just Lucy. I'm the only one here.
Lucy, I'm going to call back in about, about an hour is feasible. Would you not say for a call back expected?
That's fine. If you'd like to call and check, I'll be happy to help you.
Okay, and you're going to call immediately right now?
As soon as I get off the phone.
In your experience, how soon, I mean, is it easy for you to get a hold of someone at this time? Do you have to leave voicemails, call around?
I'm sorry, I can't discuss that with you.
No, you can be honest with me.
No, I cannot. I am not allowed to discuss that with you.
Well, your permits say that you have to, and don't say they're not, because I'm with Valentine Associates, and I know about these things. I deal with legislature.
I don't know anything about permits with Radio 1. I know I am not allowed to dispatch this information with you.
I'll have you know about, I know about House Resolution 1226 that passed 3 years ago about how you people are supposed to conduct business.
I'm not going to argue with you, sir. I'm not going to discuss that issue with you. I will begin dispatch as soon as I get off this phone.
I would hope so, and I will follow up on you, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Denise.
I was hoping she'd correct me and say, no, this is Lucy. Well, she didn't. Okay, there we go.
I'm not a sir.
She never got to that. I guess she is. Meow.
Oh.
Frequency grease, is that all? So, Milkman, be honest with me. How much, all right, tell me, how much is it going to cost to set up a ham radio station? Or what about shortwave? I want to do shortwave. What's shortwave radio? What does it do exactly? Is it a super long range? I can talk.
Shortwave will go around the planet.
Really? I can broadcast to the whole planet on shortwave. But that's what I'm doing on internet radio now.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people listen to shortwave radio?
Yeah, but this is anybody could turn in on the radio could hear you.
Do a lot of people listen
shortwave
to it?
Radio.
Is it used by a lot of people? What kind of people are in there? What kind of target audience are we looking at?
The real pirate radio people are still on shortwave.
The real pirate radio people are still on shortwave, okay. All right, well, hey, maybe we should not be associating with this kind of people. How much are we looking at investment on me? Do I need a big antenna? How do I get on shortwave?
It depends on how much you want to spend. You could probably get a shortwave receiver anywhere from, or a transceiver from about $200, $500. Probably about $500 you could put it in your car and drive around with it.
Okay.
About another $100, $200 you can put an antenna on your car.
Okay. That's a lot of money. I'm not digging it. Fuck shortwave. Cactus Indianapolis saying that
shortwave is now called internet radio.
Yeah, basically this is internet radio. I mean, that is internet radio. Just you need the internet for it, though.
Here, I think you need Morse code. You have to know Morse code to get the license.
They're the same purpose.
Oh, I don't want to know Morse code. Fuck that. It's a dead language.
Well, I learned Morse code, too. I did it back whenever there was a requirement.
When's the last time you heard someone talking in Morse code? It's a dead language. They even teach that in schools anymore. When's the last time I heard someone going do-do-da-da, do-do-da? Dead language,
last
Morse code.
Last time I tuned in the ham, man.
Gay Man Construction. Gay Man Construction. All right, let's call them. Whatever. Gay Man Construction. You know they used, last time I saw Morse code being used was in Star Trek number 3, the movie. Wasn't it 3? No, Independence Day.
Military personnel use it still. Law enforcement uses it.
A bunch of assholes, why? Law enforcement doesn't use Morse code.
Of course they do.
No. We'll call 911 right now and ask them. Hang on. Coming up next, we'll call 911 and find out.
That's not law enforcement. That's operator.
Hello. Hey, listen. Enough with the Morse code over there, all right? I don't appreciate it. Enough with the Morse code on the shortwave radio from your boys out in the field messing up my radio, all right?
I don't know who you're talking to. What you're talking about, I don't have any radios.
Well, your boys are tapping into my radios when we're on our jobs, and my boys on the yellow Nextels are on the jobs, and they keep breaking into the conversations and talking shit, and we trace it down to these constructions.
Where are you out of?
You tell your boys the coolest, sir. What's your name?
You shove it up your fucking ass. I'll meet you anywhere. I don't have anybody working right now. They're all laid off.
You son of a bitch. How dare you fucking talk to me? I'll slap you right in the face in front of your wife and show them around where real man fights.
I think he's a real man. He's talking about putting shit in your ass.
Yeah, that's true. Did he say that? Shit in my ass?
Yeah. I think he said he wanted to stick incense and five fingers in your ass. That's a redneck, buddy.
Hello?
And what did he say he'd do if I met him in person who's going to put his fingers in my ass?
Say what?
What did he say he was going to do if I met him in person that he was going to put his...
What did you say he was going to do?
He said that he was going to put his...
Who is he?
The
Who are you calling?
The construction over there. That's been...
construction? There is no construction.
Tapping into my radios, my yellow Nextels.
Who is tapping into your radios?
Some people from Gay Man Constructions.
Who are you,
this
by
is
the way?
Valente with Valente and Associates.
Well, I don't give a shit who you are. You don't call people and threaten them when they don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
I didn't threaten. I asked him to stop tapping into my radios.
Nobody is tapping into your radios, mister.
He threatened me. He said he was going to put fingers on my ass or something.
I'm going to threaten your sorry fucking ass if you don't shut the fuck up. Quit calling here. Got the picture?
I don't talk to the secretary. Put the man on the phone.
Yeah, I am not the fucking secretary, buddy. I'm the owner. Now, what the fuck do you want?
Put a man on the phone is what I want. How's he?
I'm the man. You can't talk to a woman, you stupid pussy.
I don't talk to women. My wife doesn't allow it.
Women? Who gives a fuck?
Women mess everything up. Are you the one tapping into my radio?
Women mess everything up? Fuck you. You want my address so you can come here?
And what? You're going to hurt me. You're threatening me. I got
you.
I'm writing it down.
You can't deal with a woman because you're afraid she might beat you up?
No, I don't handle with women. I don't talk to
women. You can't even speak English. Are you even American?
I don't really usually talk to women unless I'm going to...
Are you American?
Stupid.
I didn't say so. Goodbye.
I don't talk to women unless we're going to fornicate.
Hey.
Yes.
I said... Don't call my phone number again, okay? Got the picture?
Well, I'm reporting you. I'm writing you up. What's your name?
You report me, okay?
Do you have your papers?
Sorry,
why don't you go get out of this country? Go back home to your real country. Foreigners taking our jobs. Still there.
I think they're still there. Hang on, listen.
I'm doing Star 69.
Hey, Mark, this is Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
How can
this
I help
is Doug Gaiman calling you back. I don't have anybody working. Are they jacking with your phones right now?
I'm sorry.
I hope they do a good job of it, buddy.
This is Jack. Who is this?
Stupid ass.
Someone wasn't Bark, what a dumbass. Yeah, Jack. Yeah, dumbass. East George Star 69 me. Having some fun here tonight, everybody. Madhouse Radio, February the 23rd.
I'd say it's off to a rather good start.
Yeah, let's not jinx it. So what's that? I gotta see if they're coming back now. What number do we call? Hang on, we got a call.
Hello.
Hi, this is Cactus Indianapolis from the IRC chat.
Hey, man, what's up? You leave that funny voicemail today?
The ones with the,
talking about needing to speak to a man when you called in, when I called back
the
or whatever.
Faces.
Yeah, that's nice. Good stuff, man. That made me laugh as I was sending up the show.
Mm.
Yeah.
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 That was lame.
Cool. Nah, hey, it's fun. Well, my outlook's going off. I meant to turn that off. So, dude, hey, thanks for calling in. You want to do a prank call or just calling to say what's up?
Just calling to say hi.
All right, good. Well, hey, thanks for saying hi, man. It's good seeing you around. Right, so you came from the from Phone Losers, right, from Cacti Radio?
Yeah.
Cool. See, Milkman, it's paying off already. One new listener is enough. But, yeah, dude, you guys are awesome. I like listening to your shit. I like the phone show. I really like the PLA podcast. I'm just not happy that it hasn't been as updated as constant, you know. But I'm not one to talk. I've farted around with my podcast also. But hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. It's Cactus Indianapolis. Indianapolis Milkman. You know people in Indianapolis, right? Speaking of Indianapolis, that's right. We got Jim Nobles. Isn't he from Indianapolis?
Jim Nobles.
Originally from Indianapolis, right? Alright, look. Gentlemen, I gotta go check on something again, unfortunately. I apologize. Give me a second, we'll be right back.
Okay, faggot!
Yes? Okay. Do you know what a baseball bat feels like up your ass, you little shit?
Hello?
Have you ever stuck vegetables up your...
Just relax. Hello, is this a Turkish restaurant?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my wife's upset because of the... I guess you put something in the food that she doesn't agree with, and she's threatening to hit me with a bat unless you fix this. Because I screwed up... three times in a row I screwed some kind of... some lamb stuff that you guys have over there.
When did it happen, sir?
Earlier tonight. She's threatening to hit me with a bat.
Oh, God, listen to this stupid... Oh, God. You talk to her.
You know the judge said you can't be hitting me, baby. Come on.
She's so disgusting. I can't...
Oh, God.
Hello?
What did you put in this lamb?
That lamb, sir, I mean, I don't have any customers tonight. Which I served lamb after 3 o'clock.
Well, it was I got it for lunch. I put it in the car, and I left it in the car. And she ate it, and she got sick.
Okay, so...
We ate it tonight.
I wasn't here. If you come in tomorrow, okay, talk to the manager. What is your problem? I mean, what's the concern about the food? If you tell him...
Here's my problem. You're a goddamn illegal immigrant.
Okay, honey, hang on. She's really... I don't know if you understand. She's upset. How is it possible if I...
We are not illegal immigrants, ma'am.
I know. We're not illegal.
I broke into your documentation of anyone in the U.S.
You are making discrimination right now to us. We are not illegal immigrants. Okay, I am sorry about your the food. I don't know what happened to food. I wasn't here, and I am.
Oh,
you want to give me your phone number?
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Listen, I'll tell you what happened to the food. I kept it warm inside the car. I bought the food this afternoon. I left it in the car until about 8 o'clock at night. It was nice and hot, and then the next thing I know, she got sick. When she ate the food.
Maybe so. I don't know. I'm not a food expert, like how long you can keep it or stuff. Maybe you shouldn't keep it that long outside. It's not good for food. Maybe you should have put the refrigerator.
No.
Can I ask you a really quick question?
I kept it hot.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a partner?
What?
Oh, my God.
Do you have a boyfriend, she wants to know? I don't know why she's asking that. Why are you asking that?
Why she's asking that? What does it to do with my personal life?
Because she's a slut. She's always cheating on me.
These are all white, you have small cocks!
She's always cheating on me. She's always cheating on me.
Hey,
it's me, Bob Charlie, once again. I got a little bit of a problem here. You know, I got this girl here. Her name is Laquetta, and I think you're her baby daddy. Finn, let me put her on here for a quick minute. That's right.
Money.
Well,
you need to do something about this.
She's very upset, man. That's not Irie at all. I'll hit you back. What a 5 point through the fire.
105 point through the fire. Bob Charlie, interesting enough, a character named after Bob Marley in one of the most underrated Super Nintendo Super NES games of all time, which was Super Punch-Out. If you never played it, grab yourself an emulator and play it. It was very good. I really like Super Punch-Out. It came out of nowhere. I was surprised when it came out. I was like 15. I was like, I didn't even know this was coming out. And it was pretty damn good. And apparently I don't know. I haven't heard about how good or bad the Nintendo Wii version that they made was. The commercials are good for it. I don't know. Let me know how that was. Mikey went to 29 California Games. That was NES. Yeah, we got a lot of requests here coming in. Nunu has one. Milkman has Jim Noble. We're going to call him first. And then we got some requested pranks that came in. We're going to hit those up. Then we got Lonesome Loser numbers also. So Jim Nobles, guy we used to prank call off and on here recently, well, not recently, about, 9 months ago, I think, or so, maybe even longer than that. It might have been a year ago. And was Anita, right? Like, we were calling in as his fifth wife, right?
Now he's supposedly got a new girlfriend now.
Yeah, but that was his fifth wife that we said that he was trying to get with, right? That had divorced him already?
Right, that's the only one that we got a name for, so he gets really pissed off about that.
All right, let's do it.
So now she's calling him a fag. Remember you said she tasted good?
Yeah, I think so.
I forgot to buy that pop filter, man. I never remembered it. I gotta write it down.
board.
Just put a sock over it.
Put your mom over it. That's what I did last night.
Message system 8.
Well, they're not answering yet. Probably should have left a message, right? I'll try calling later, see if he picks up.
That's all right. Yeah, don't leave a message, yeah.
Speaking of socks, I'll get to that later. Lebanese grill. That sounds promising, man. The Lebanese grill. Hey, Lebanese grill. You can't go wrong with that. All right. So what's Nunu been talking about? Take a look at that here. Dana Toyota in Hollywood, Florida, 50 years old, slightly pathetic sounding woman answered, complained about her making dangerous cars. Good point. Everyone knows, of course, Toyota's with their problems. What is it with accelerators? Car machines? Bad. Bad car machines. Nothing wrong with that. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? CTP2 sending in a number for a pizza shop. We'll get to that also. Acknowledged.
Hello?
Yes, this is Dana Toyota.
No, it's not.
What's your purpose there? I really need you to confirm for me why you're not answering the phone properly now. I'm calling from corporate headquarters.
Well, probably because the woman does not live here.
The woman does not live there?
No, this is my address.
Uh-huh. No, this is Dana Toyota.
No, this is Cindy Wallace. Dana Toyota does not live here.
Where's Dana been?
I don't know. She don't live here. She hasn't lived here since I've been here.
No?
I've lived here for 6 years.
No? Really? So some woman lived there and had the same phone number?
Yeah.
Like the phone number doesn't change, like when you move in and shit?
Hello?
Like, you know, when you move in, dude, your phone number doesn't stay at the house. You keep your phone number with you or just get a new number. I mean, what's she talking about? What's wrong with her? Is she, like, mongoloid or something?
Are you a mongoloid?
No, I'm all right. I'm cool.
I don't think you are.
All right, stupid.
Do you know what a mongoloid is?
Yes, I do. Moron. What I was asking is if...
It's not a moron.
No, you are a moron, sir. Your wife is a mongoloid. But can you explain...
And what company do you work for?
Valente & Associates.
And what's your business?
Well, I'm when you speak to Dana Toyota, and this woman over there doesn't realize that you don't keep your phone number when you move into a place. It changes. So how has she been at that number for 6 years? I think that's Dana over there. She knows who Dana is. And I want information. I'm a skip tracer.
You're a skip tracer.
That's right.
Well, you better trace some skips.
I got a call once from a guy from a skip tracer. I don't want to talk about that. Oh. Dana Toyota. So it's a woman. I thought it really was a place called Dana Toyota. Unless you sent me the wrong phone number. I thought it was a dealership called Dana Toyota. And I didn't realize until about halfway into it. Thank you. Nunu. That's what I thought. Sounds about right.
Call from Ken. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hey, Big Ken.
What's going on, Carlito?
Not much, brother. How you been?
I've been doing pretty good. I'd do a prank call if you got some numbers there.
Sure, I do. Let's see what we got. I've got Megatron Computers. We haven't called them yet. They're in Anaheim.
That sounds good.
Megatron Computers. All right, good deal. There you go. Take it. You're going to do this prank, right? It's you.
Right.
It's all him. All right, everybody, Ken with a prank call. Stand by.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
You called me. Who's this?
My name is John.
What do you need, sir?
Megatron Computers?
Megatron no longer is at this number. Hasn't been for over 10 years.
I don't believe that for a second. I talked to him the other day.
We got up. Well, we'll wait for the white bitch to come back. We're going to call the Stinking
Returning
Rose.
To main menu.
Here we go.
You have 50 new...
Probably a restaurant of some sort.
Good evening. Hey. Welcome to the Stinking Rose, a garlic restaurant. For reservations, press 1 now. For the offer, press 2.
Transferring call. Please hold.
Duh.
Stinking Rose reservations, how can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? Can I get a reservation for tonight?
For how many people?
Let's see here. I'm guessing about 6 or so.
Okay, so 6 at what time?
Let's see here. What time is it right now?
It is 6:56.
6:56, okay. Let's see here. I'm getting this at about 9 o'clock or so.
That time we don't expect to be as busy, so you can just walk in.
We can walk in, okay.
Yes.
Now, do you have smoking?
All San Francisco is non-smoking area.
Non-smoking, okay. Now, if we want to go outside and let's say we want to smoke and shave, would that be okay?
Yeah. Like, you can go outside the restaurant and smoke.
Okay, so it's okay to go outside and smoke a J then?
I'm sorry?
There's no problem with going outside and smoking a J then?
No, there's no problem with going outside the restaurant and smoking.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's awesome. Let me ask you this, because one of our patrons is going to be elderly. You know, he can't really make it outside. Let's say if he wants to go into the bathroom and smoke a J, would that be all right?
He wants to go to the restroom with the...
He wants to go in the bathroom and smoke... He wants to go in the bathroom and smoke a J.
No, that's not allowed, and that's not allowed, like, in the whole San Francisco.
So he can do it in the bathroom.
It's not a restroom policy, it's just the city policy, the California policy.
Oh, okay, so he can't do it inside, but he can go outside and smoke a J and be no problem.
He can go outside and smoke a cigarette, but not, like, inside the restaurant.
Oh, I see. And inside your restrooms, do you have, like, a bathroom attendant, something like that?
We don't. There's...
You don't? Let me ask you this. Because one of our residents, you know, he's a little bit handicapped. If we needed one of your, restaurant people to go in there and maybe... lift the toilet seat and unzip his pants. Could they do that for him?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't think so. But I can double check. But there should be
I would appreciate that I'd appreciate it because you know he's handicapped and sometimes he has trouble and then you know he has a lot of problems asking for help and we would just like to double check.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's no problem with going to the restroom because it's, you know, on the lower level and it's really easy to get through. But, and especially because you're going to be, if you're like a party of 6, you're going to be sitting, you know, like, not next to the bathroom, because it's really close to the restroom. But I'm not sure if we can do that. Like, I never had this kind of situation.
Well, would you mind double-checking for me?
Give me 1 second, please.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ask if you can chew tobacco. It's been on the floor instead.
Okay.
While we're waiting on that, I want to let everybody know we are also, of course, on the Madhouse Radio Network. I'm sorry I failed to mention cactiradio.com, phonelosers.org. Very good friends over there. RBCP will be at live at 9 p.m., just about 2 hours. And that's when we sign off, at midnight to Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Madhouse Radio is live every week, Tuesday nights now at 9 p.m. Eastern, 12. Well, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific then, right? Yep. Zolar was talking about calling in tonight. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it, but he did mention that he was going to try to call in tonight.
Zolar.
He's making his return to the air this Friday. As a matter of fact, be sure he's going to be on Syndicate.
In Zolar.
Go over to syndicateradio.tv. We're no longer on Syndicate, but we promote.
Hi, Tony was checking for me. I have a party for 6 that's going to be coming in. And they were checking for me to see if there was a bathroom attendant that could assist one of my handicapped people that's coming in. Hello?
Hi, I was talking to you before, previously. I already double-checked with the manager. And, yeah, we won't do that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's fine. I have to double-check in a few other things, too. We have a couple other people that are, we'll say they're kind of mentally challenged. What we really need to know, because they're not that accurate when they go to the bathroom, are your janitors and people that clean up the bathroom, are they going to be offended if, let's say, some fecal matter ended up on the floor?
I mean, there's people who clean the restrooms, yes. But I double-check about the other situation, you know, if we could go into the restroom and help him
right.
out, like one of us, and he said no.
Is there a ramp to the restroom?
There's no ramp because it's on the first floor. Like, there's just, you know, it's really easy to go through.
It's pretty flat. Okay. That's all right. Also, let me check on this. Now, we had a couple of our relatives dumped out of wheelchairs, and basically the people that, they were assisting them to the bathroom for the restaurant. They said, basically, it's not their fault. They fuck off. I mean, is that, you know, protocol that goes through a restaurant? I mean, I don't think that should be, something they should be saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Like, it's not my policies, but I'm just going to have you talk to the manager if you like. So he can give you
I'd appreciate talking to the manager. That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And he'll give you, like, a better idea for any questions.
Oh, I'd love to talk to him. Thank you.
Just give me, like, 30 seconds, please.
No problem.
What's his name?
Mm-hmm. It smells like ass in here. Milkman.
Whose fault's that?
This is good to have some home music. We'll make our own.
Yes, sir. I was speaking to one of your other residents, and they were double-checking for me if your bathrooms are handicapped accessible.
Yes.
Okay. They were saying something about sitting us on the second floor, but they were saying that the second floor wasn't accessible.
We wouldn't put you on the second floor. We put you in the somewhere in the first level.
First level. Okay, is that smoking or not smoking?
There's no smoking in California. It's stay low.
Okay. Now, if they want to go outside and smoke a J, would that be all right?
Yeah, outside's fine.
Oh, okay. And the last thing, I was looking at your menu. One of my patrons wanted to ask me if you sell Asperger's.
Sorry?
They wanted me to ask you if you sell Asperger's.
Hmm. Burgers?
And, yeah, it's A-S-S Burgers. Asperger's.
No, I don't know what that is. I don't think so. No.
Oh, they told me it was like kind of a, you know, double patty type thing. It had,
no, we don't have any, we don't have any burgers.
Oh, no burgers.
Nope.
Oh, no. What type of menu do you have?
It's online. You can check online.
Well, I mean, what type of food is it?
It's,
I mean,
Italian.
I don't want to check them out.
Basically Italian with California.
Do you have like the? Oh, okay. Do you have like a lasagna ball menu?
We have lasagnas, pastas. We have prime rib. We have lamb shake, pork chops, chicken, rabbit.
Pork chops. Okay.
We
do you have
salmon,
like
halibut, sea bass, zuppa di pesce.
Do you have, like, a balls in your mouth menu?
Bolognese?
Yeah, kind of like a balls in your mouth menu.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, balls in your mouth menu. You know, the kind of the round type things, you know, in your mouth, that type of thing.
Oh, no, we don't have those tonight.
No?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Meatballs?
Yeah, kind of like that, but it's kind of, you know, the organic type of stuff, the lasagna, balls in your mouth, that thing.
No, I don't.
What about tea? Do you have tea?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
you
see,
got tea,
tea.
Okay, do you have the type of tea bag that, you know, fit in your mouth, tea bags?
Come on, man.
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1. To place a call, press 2.
Hey, white kid.
411.
Ken, Ken, fuck it, Ken. 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 Ken.
Having a cat.
I'm sorry.
Shut up! We lost Ken, and the Google A won't shut the fuck up. Mike, Tuck saying Mike White Boy's killing the show, yeah. It was alright. It's just, you know. Ken, good. Thanks for calling that, Ken, man. Yeah, we're just saying. Dino wants us back on Syndicate. He just made a significant donation to Madhouse Radio.
No, he doesn't.
Got breaking news here, everybody. Breaking news. Milkman, if you could stop the music, please.
Yeah,
all right. Breaking news, everybody. Dino just confirmed he has sent in a significant donation to Madhouse Radio. That's going to keep us on the air here for quite some time. On behalf of Syndicate Radio, so we're now back in contract with them, everybody. It's awesome, man. So let's go ahead and run with that. Give me a second. I got to get on Syndicate. So breaking news, we are now back on Syndicate
it's
Radio.
Well, Tuesday, so whatever is on Tuesday
has to bail out. Madhouse Radio has been bailed out by Syndicate Radio yet again. Give me a second, please.
So whoever's over there now has to go, okay, I'll see you later.
basically.
Right?
Basically.
Who's on
guy
right now?
On the guitar.
Right back.
Billy Marion, the swallowing salami guys.
Twiggy in the bottom. Oh, was it a Twiggy in the bottom? I was calling him. Fuck it.
The power bottom show.
Gonna go on Cynic and have fun with it now. Watch this. You know, Milkman and Tug. Listen, Milkman, Tuck, and Kokanee, you know, I got it set up, our MadhouseLive.com domain, we all got usernames on there, first of all. And we all definitely have the ability to chat with each other on the side on our own Google messaging platform even, and hold a chat with just us, like the core group, during the show and everything. Oh, yeah. Tug. There's a Tug at MadhouseLive.com. We've never done it before, but I'm saying we should look into that. I got our domain, the MadhouseLive.com domain, is all tricked out, man. There's a lot of shit we could collaborate by using Google apps. Like, it's not even funny. We could make whiteboards that we could share with each other and stuff, and like just throw up, news articles and fucking ideas for pranks and shit. I'm just saying, we should look into that. We should start organizing things a little better here. Yeah. Hang on, folks. Stand by. We're doing the Seneca thing now. All right, everybody. Back on. Well, that was a little mini break, I suppose. Madhouse Radio, it is October. What the fuck am I talking about? Man, I wish it was October. It's February 23rd. I don't know where the fuck that came from. Roll that podcast back. Yo. Yo, Carlito, yo, your podcast is on, kid. Any minute now, some white boy. Oh, you... So anyway, as we were saying, so I just want to say what's up to everyone on syndicateradio.tv. Breaking news coming out just a few moments ago during our last prank call. Okay. Dino announcing on Matt Live on Madhouse Radio just about 13 minutes ago that he's made a significant donation on the behalf of Syndicate Radio. That grand total, Milkman, I don't know if you knew how much it was. Do you have any idea? I bet you don't even know how much it was. Pretty good amount. It's going to run Madhouse Radio for the rest of the year. And I would like to thank everyone and Dino out of his own personal money. No, come on. $50? What do you think? What do you take me for? Dino has donated on behalf of Syndicate Radio $760, everybody. Via PayPal, just coming in right now. That's awesome. Thank you, Dino. All right. I guess he ain't that bad. So, egg on my face. All right. I can't even keep a straight face when I say this shit sometimes anymore. Oh, fuck me. All right. Cool. All right, let's call the Lebanese Grill. This one comes in from Loads of Boozer. God, I don't know where the fuck they are. Some fucking state like Tennessee or something. Some bullshit state. Hard fags. Always some shit like that. Oh, yeah, you are. I had Billy Mira fired. Myself.
Yeah.
I had him fired.
On his ass, man.
Is that how
he
got back on?
No, man. I don't know. Yeah, cause we just to be in the zone. But I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like.
Good afternoon, Lebanese Grand Troy.
Yes, hello. I was calling about these papers your people are lacking in your establishment.
Papers?
You're missing personal legal papers.
Okay.
Where are your papers?
What papers?
The papers that are
supposed... Who are you?
This is Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates. I'm calling on behalf of a group of people who are aiming to discredit you, sir.
Okay.
So where are your papers? Do you have all your papers?
Papers of what?
Legal papers, document papers. If you're missing anything, you're in trouble. I'm going to subpoena your papers.
Okay.
I'm coming down now with a subpoena.
Okay.
It's on letterhead, and it's been notarized by my secretary.
Okay.
You will provide your papers to me. I will be bringing in a fax machine, and I will be faxing them back to my fax machine in my office, where I will take them, and I will make photocopies on my Xerox machine of them, and then put the copies in the file folder, and I will destroy the original.
Okay.
The original being the copy that I faxed myself from your office, which I will then copy and destroy a copy of.
Okay.
How many papers do you have?
As many as you want.
No, no, I need you to go...
I'll start counting now, and, like, you know, by the time you get here, like, you know, I don't know how many will there'll be.
How many fathers do you have? Maybe they could all help out. Count.
Well, I'll ask you that question, how many fathers. Like, you know, it depends on your mother. Whether she's a motherfucker or, like, you know, she's an asshole.
Well, your mother was a prostitute, so there could be a lot of them.
Well, you know, like, I don't think, you know, she could be as much as she's a prostitute. She can't be, like, you know, as much as your mother.
Not as much, no.
You know why, like, you know, motherfucker? Yeah, I don't give a shit, like, you know, who you are or who the fuck you are. You know, you're an asshole, like, you know, just, like, disturbing people at 10 o'clock in the, you know, in the evening. You know that.
My mother was a masseuse, but she was not a prostitute or a motherfucker.
No,
like
I bet you, like, you know, she...
What? He gave up.
Yeah, he was doing good in the middle of that.
He was way out of
juice. Yeah, but you gave up.
Yep. I got nothing. I got nothing. Wow, that was fun. Alright, everyone. That was fun. Having a good time today. We're doing pretty good tonight. Mikey went to an end pointing out, yeah, fax the photocopier. Nothing, what are you doing? What is your noise? What is it? You got your did you stop using your CPAP machine or something, man? What happened to you?
No, man.
Jesus. Go put your CPAP machine on during the show. I want to hear you do the show with your CPAP machine on. Milkman has a CPAP machine. I've been thinking about getting one and putting it in my ass and then sending it to Milkman to use. CPAP machine, Milkman, that's for sleep apnea, right?
Use the force.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You sleep with it on. It just sounds... Ooh, it's a constant... Constant pathway something air passage. Alright, Milkman, we got it. Shut up.
Try and call that first lady that cut this out a little while ago. Ask if you're afraid to talk to her. If you're afraid to talk to her.
Alright, I'm gonna call Nobles again too. Well, we got a lot of people who made requests here, right?
She was funny.
Yeah. Hang on, let me look at this here. Next one, Cactus Indianapolis sent in a prank call request for data doctors. He says, he suggested we do anything. Okay, yeah, we'll do anything. Fuck it. Yeah.
I got to take them off of here. That's right. I got to take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me.
Yeah.
You understand? For all that fighting, you understand? Some don't think he good. Some don't think he can whoop me.
Hey,
and I knew he came
with me. Hey, who's this?
It's Nolan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing.
All right.
Do you have any funeral homes or something?
Do I have a funeral home? That's a weird request. I might. Let me look at the logs, sir. How's your week been? You having a better week this week than you did last week?
Yes.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that. You're under control, behaving yourself, your chemicals are all balanced out. Take some B12, man. It's good for you. All right, funeral home. Shut up for a second. Cannot find the word funeral. Let's go up. Thank you, Windows, for screwing up. No, no funeral. Unless did I spell it right? F-U-N-E-A-R-F. What else do they call him?
I don't know.
Something home. I don't know. No, well, I'm sure Lonesome Loser will find one, or someone will Google one for us here. Did you want to try something else? I'll tell you what I got, damn it. I got numbers in the UK for Gordon Brown. We got the Lebanese Grill we just called. You can take a stab at that. Wheezy's Pub and Club, Cantrell's Restaurant. And we got...
I'll do a UK wake-up call.
UK wake-up call. This is to Gordon... G. Brown, London, England. If you didn't know, the president of the UK, for all intents and purposes, the prime minister, his name is Gordon Brown. So run with that if you want. He's facing a tough re-election. He's probably going to be kicked out of office. Sir, he was a Bush supporter. Prepare for that there, young man. Nolan is calling the UK.
Trump, you understand? Let me get mine first. Then after I get mine, you can do what you want to do.
You're on, boy.
Hello?
Hello, Seth.
Hello?
Seth. Seth, are you
who
awake?
Do you want?
Who do you want?
Is Mr. Brown there?
Who's speaking?
This is Jamie and Gardner.
Pardon?
I've got a special report for Mr. Brown.
Who's that?
It's Damien.
Who's Damien?
It's Damien Gardner. I'm his running partner.
Who's that?
I'm in campaign. Aren't you running for campaign this year? I'm pulling up.
He loves hitting buttons.
Can I hang up? Can I hang up?
Yeah.
All right. And it's not doing anything.
All right. Let me clear it. All right. Listen there, boy.
I'm not taking any of his rubbish.
Lebanese grill coming up here.
What? I don't know. There's no coke. What? You heard me, you dumb fuck. There's no coke.
What the fuck?
I've been on this ship. I've been in every fucking room. There is nothing.
Help, please.
So I'm not there for a second. Forgot I should have hit terminated that call. Tuck, and you're supposed to call that. You're the guy that calls Brian terminated the call. Ryan terminated the call.
We are the G-O-D.
Alright.
That's not it.
Wheezy's Pub and Club. And Cantrell's Restaurant. But it's fucking three things. We got an idea from New on how to handle calls to restaurants. Let me go ahead and try that. Google Voice keeps dropping. No girl can freak me, I'm just too nasty. Lost on the dance floors, I attack y'all. Stuck through the back door, guess who they saw? Goldie and Ghost, black African rope. Star studded lowlanders, plus the mural was dope. Airbrush WB, stop. Shake your body, body. It's Ghostface Killer Night, if you haven't noticed. No answer here either. Alright, we're gonna call the Bab El Hara Fine Pastries. An Arab guy answered this. Apparently it's an Arab, not Arab, that sounds so racist. It's just a pronunciation of a word can't be racist, can it? Arab! But it sounds of it. It drips with racism.
Goddamn Arab.
I
guess
that was
from
hate to it.
No one wants to answer tonight. Call who back, Milkman? Call who back, Milkman? Milkman? Okay. Call who back? Who?
First one that was cussing.
The first one that was cussing. I don't remember back that far. I don't remember it. Oh, yeah, but they told me not to call back, Milkman. They said, don't call back here. Several times. I can't do it. It looks like we did get a call back here from that computer company, or the ham radio one, Radio One. I missed the call. They didn't leave a voicemail, but they did try to call. All right. Let's call this other computer place at Cactus, Indianapolis. In.
One, two, one, two. Yo, what the fuck is the deal? Tony Stumps, nigga. Y'all niggas know what time it is. The kid with the laser beam vocals. You know you messing with his God Master right now. J-Love, hit the nigga. Yo, come on and battle the dawn. I'm James Bond in the eye.
Nobody's picking up. Jesus Christ, man. Something is definitely up here, sirs. I don't know. Wow.
I see.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I'm not taking the blame for it. I blame Milkman. Fuck that. All right, we're going to call the next one then. Oh, then we got Duggins or Dugan's funeral service. I don't know which one it is.
Call from Ken. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hey, Ken, what happened to you?
Hey, I got another note for you. It's for a funeral home, cremation place.
All right. Were you the one looking for a funeral? No, you were not looking for a funeral home. But I got two funeral homes from Listen Loser also. Someone's leaving voicemails on Gizmo. Do we have a Gizmo line? Milkman, do you know of one?
We still have one. Yeah, I do.
I don't know. All right. I'm going to call this funeral service. Hang on, Ken.
All right.
This is Radio 1, Leah. Listen, I called in earlier, and I was assured I would get a call back in an hour from this gentleman. And an hour has passed, and I still have not heard back from anybody, but I think I might have missed the call.
May I have your name?
This is Valente with Valente & Associates.
Okay, Mr. Valente, I spoke with a technician.
And his deal?
They do not work on ham radios.
This ham, what about the antenna machine? So you didn't even read the message to them, did you, in the spaces that I asked about?
I sent the message to them on a text message, sir. He said that this is obviously a prank call and I don't need to deal with it.
You're supposed to be talking to people in person, not just sending text messages.
I did.
You assured me, you assured me that this was going to be a voice message, that you were going to be talking to somebody in person for me several times during our conversation.
Sir, the technician has told me that I don't have to deal with you. You're not a client, and that they don't work on your equipment.
Send a message to the technician that he's a horse's ass, okay?
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages.
No, she's all. She knows now. Oh, shit, I forgot. I forgot. I hung up on Ken on accident. Sorry. Well, Ken was listening, but I forgot the fucking... He was on the line. I pulled a milkman on him. All right, we got a voicemail here. Let's see what that's about. I'm bound to wreck your body and say turn the party out. Yeah. Magazines live, fly life we live. The lingo is the let y'all niggas know. Hot niggas red, on set, light in the purple and the new legs. I'm going to eat your asshole. Well, that's nice. All right, there you go. Everybody, our asshole's going to be eaten. That's nice. Some of you might be into that. It's good to see Madhouse listeners making efforts, trying to have fun with the voicemail. I might make a little widget for the front page so people can just leave voicemail. You know, it sounds like a fun idea. Funny voicemail.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. Who cares? That's been done. Blackout, RBCP. Yeah. Call my voicemail. Call my effeminate voicemail. When Christ come up, all right, let's call G Brand in the UK. Big slabs of crack fighting my gangster's will. Bury me at the plate in bronze bombers filled. Give my young guards the four horses. My baby girls get the pink Porsches.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Big what's up?
Yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. Big what's up to Smash Brothers in the chat room. Hello, sir. Congratulations. I've heard good things of you. Busted.
Hello.
Yes, this is G Brown.
Yeah?
Listen, I'll have you know that I don't like the way you treat your employees and I'm not going to be voiding for you.
Yeah, I think you've got the wrong one.
Now, listen, I'm calling from the United States of America. I'm a political investor. And I have it on good word. This is the communication line. Straight to Gordon Brown. That is you, and I want you to know that I don't appreciate the way you treat your employees, and I'm boycotted.
Yeah, I understand that, but you've got that's not my name. You've got the wrong line.
Is your first name Gordon?
No.
What is it?
And it's 3:30 in the morning here as well.
Well, it's 10:30 over here.
Well, yeah, no, that's good, but it's not here, is it?
I don't fucking care, to be honest with you. I'm not giving you your money this election. You're going to lose.
Well, why would you give any money anyway?
You're going to lose a Hispanic vote if you're not careful.
You spoke to the wrong person. Now stop it.
Listen, I assure you, you understand that? We're boycotting you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, put your finger in your ass over there and like...
I bet you I'm right. All Puerto Ricans in the United Kingdom listening to the show right now are hereby commanded.
King Tone had a main fortress, a French maid blowing me down like Farrah Fawcett. My gun collection is big in the 80 section. My little
it's giving me a bit. It's a game changer right there, man. Disco boy, shit though, my wrist cut, bang glass on the. That's a Dewey defeats Truman pick moment right there.
Hello.
Hey, it's Nolan.
Hey, what's going on, white boy? Okay, I'm calling...
Chris.
Okay, I'm...
That's General.
More white boy. Hey, I'm calling the UK, white boy.
Okay. Another gizmo fucking thing.
Hello?
Yes, this is Gordon Brown. Gordon Brown, please.
Who is this?
This is Valente with Valente and Associates. I must speak to Gordon Brown immediately. This is Gordon Brown.
Yes?
I want to have you know that I am withdrawing the Puerto Rican vote in the UK for your next election. We will not be voting. You're not going
to
receive...
I'm not going to do that.
You're Gordon Brown, are you not?
No, you've got the wrong Gordon Brown.
No, this is Gordon Brown in the UK. I'm calling you from the United Kingdom.
It's quarter past 3 in the morning.
Well, get it. Write it down. Tell your secretary there to write down that you lost the Puerto Rican vote because of your attitude, you jerk.
Okay, chill.
Now give me something to drink.
Yeah, they finally hung up. That was cool hearing their reaction. All right. All right. 10:40 p.m. Everybody, we're gonna go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, we got a few numbers here: Duggan's Funeral Service, Miller Funeral Home, as well. We got Request a Prankly, and they're on queue. I'm trying to get to them tonight as best as I can. We get one from Pluto for a girl named Stephanie. She's dating a white supremacist named Derek. Has a swastika on wall in his room. What an asshole. Asip has sent in a different number here for Chris Chan. He was making a big deal about this Chris Chan person. We can do that also. And the mouth line will be open. 405-39-MOUTH. 405-39-MOUTH. That's 405-396-6884. Right. Alright, we'll be back in about 6 minutes. In the meantime, you'll be hearing two classic Madhouse prank calls. Thank you for everybody listening on Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. That's the website over there. SyndicateRadio.tv is also back with us here. Thanks to a significant donation by Big Dino. CactusRadio.com. .org. RBCP will be taking over there at midnight. Everyone listening here should go over there at that point. You're commanded to switch over. I'm very disappointed if you don't. Midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. The phone show is on after us. We're right back in about 6 minutes, as promised. Thank you very much for tuning in and for listening. Oh. No effeminate voicemails here.
House Radio will be back right after this.
Thank you for calling.
Yo, what's up? How you doing, yo?
I'm doing good.
Yo, it's Eddie. What's good?
I'm sorry?
Fucking bro, look. Yo, I left my diabetes monitor and my insulin shots on top of this big machine. You know the one that I'm talking about?
Do you know where at? What area?
Yeah, it was in the casino there. There was no windows or nothing, man. I left the machine, and this machine goes bing, 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 bing. You know that one?
Do you know what kind of machine it is?
It's the machine. Yeah, it goes bing, 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 bing. Like that when you put the money in, you pull the thing, the pee-pee down. It goes like that. And then I put the machine on. I need the medicine, man.
Okay.
Fucking bro, give me the shit. Do you have Lost and Found?
Yes, let me find out if they found it.
Connect me to Lost and Found immediately.
Sure.
Now.
Okay,
hello.
I'm gonna transfer you
hello.
Over.
Where are you transferring?
I'm gonna transfer you over.
Is this a Native American casino?
Which one are you looking for? This is Casino de...
Casino...
Casino del...
Casino del... Yeah.
Okay, let me transfer you to the... Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Casino...
What's going on? Is this an Indian Native American casino, or what is this exactly? Can you explain it to me, please?
It is.
So, okay. I was looking for your Lost and Found... Because I broke character in the meantime, but I was looking for your Lost and Found because unfortunately I left my diabetes kit in front on top of the machine, and everyone's asking me which machine, and I think it's a joke at this point. And I heard on 2020 that there's this racket where casinos and places, they have a Lost and Found, and they keep the stuff and they don't give it back and they sell it later after a year. When the state says that it's legally your property in the state of Arizona after a year. Is that true? How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Oh, well, I can't answer that because I work in the back, so I don't know.
You work in the back? Any men who work in the back also?
Did you want to speak to a supervisor, security supervisor or something?
Well, what do you mean? Are you reporting me or something? What's going on here? I mean, I don't want any trouble.
Well, I need to transfer your calls. Why am I going to answer?
Why are you... Why don't we have my green card out and take my social security number? What's the problem? Oh, she dared hang
to
up.
To place
on
a call, press 1. Please enter
let's
your
call her back over there.
Number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
Thank you for calling.
I need to speak to the Puerto Rican casino.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, the Seoul one, the Spanish one, or the Puerto Ricans or something.
The Yaqui casino.
You said it was... Now you transferred me to a woman who called me a bad racist word, and then she hung up on me after I told her to
that
not...
That was Casino the...
There's some bad people there.
You need, let me call security personally on their cell, and then I'll transfer you over, okay?
I don't want any trouble with security.
Well, they're the ones that have the Lost and Found.
Oh, God. Are they nice people?
Yes, I don't know what their problem was. Hold on.
Assholes. Did she come back, or what happened?
What the fuck is she talking about?
You just been talking, and nothing's happened yet.
Oh, okay. No, I hung up on accident, because I cleared the line on accident. I've been doing that. I've been really bad with the line lately.
Was he doing a prank call to himself?
I guess so. Milkman's over there entertaining. He's, like, playing with little dolls by himself. And hey, look at me. This is my Carlito doll over here. This is Milkman doll. And here's the Tuck doll.
Casino security.
Hi, is this the Puerto Rican casino?
No, this is casino.
Well, see, because I called earlier, and I was some woman that I've been hung up on twice. I lost my diabetes machine when I was in the casino. I put it on top of that machine over there, and now no one says they can find it. Are you breathing into the phone?
No.
Stop doing that. Stop
you
breathing. Stop breathing into
Hello?
The phone. Stop breathing into the phone, ma'am, please.
I'm not doing anything. Who is this?
Someone's breathing. You're making a lot of noise when you're... Is your nose close to the phone? That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
I need my diabetes medicine. I need my insulin and my pills and my blood glucose.
What machine is it on?
The one that goes bing, 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 bing. That one.
There's a machine. I was sitting at it. I know you people know which one it is. I left my pills there, and I need them. I saw on the TV, on the Newsbusters, they said that you people were taking the stuff and keeping it after a year, and then you sell them on places like that. You sell them back, the people's property. I can hear the machine in the background. It's that one. This is stupid.
Two.
Casino.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, did you find my pills yet?
No, we didn't.
I was
nobody turned them in.
I was talking to this guy over there, and he said that he was going to look, and then he hung up on me. Who is that?
What machine number?
It's the one that I can hear in the background. It makes that noise all the time. That machine. I sat down, I was pulling down the thing and everything, and then the next thing I know, that my pills, I left them either inside where the money goes or on the very top next to the light machine. I need these pills because I'm feeling my sugar's already very low. And I can't get behind the wheel of my rental car now.
Hold on, we'll check.
Can you please help me? And they hung up again. All right,
to
I'm done with
call,
them.
Place a call, press 1.
Taking the world by force.
98.6.
The mouth.
FedEx Kinko's is now in FedEx office. This is Robin. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, is this Robin?
Yes?
Robin, did I leave my USB drive over there?
I don't know. What does it look like?
Where
did you leave it here?
It looks like a USB drive. It's small, and on the one end it has this light, and on the top it says SanDisk. And on the other end it has this thing, and you put it in the USB, and it goes boop, boop, and then it goes in, and then the files go from the drive. And
yes,
you put them in the computer.
So what color is it,
then,
and where did you leave it, and when?
And then I left-click like this, and then it comes on the screen, and then you make the file. The printer goes in this, like this,
sir?
The paper. I make the paper come out. Who is this?
This is Robin. When did you leave this jump drive here?
Maybe earlier today, I don't know.
Okay, and what color is it primarily, and what
maybe,
size is, it? Is
maybe it's white.
Maybe it's white?
Yeah. Do you have anything in the lost and found?
That's possible, but
that's it. That's mine. That's the one that the guy said. That's mine, the one. Yeah, that's my USB drive. Give it to me.
What one?
The one that I lost.
I don't know. I haven't looked in lost and found yet. I need to know these things.
Do you have the combination to the USB drive box?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the combination to the USB?
The combination to the USB drive box?
Yes. Where you put the USB drives that people forgot and that you people keep, and then you sell them again in the new
package.
Okay,
so what color is your jump drive?
It's white, maybe. White, yeah.
It's maybe or no. Is it black? Is it white? Is it red? Is it blue? What color is it? And I need to know what size it is.
What color you have? Maybe it's white.
No. I'm sorry, sir. That's not the way it works, because there are many people that leave their jump drives here on accident.
Huh?
And we only go by what they tell us it looks like.
Well, I need...
Because if I say it looks like this, you say, oh, yeah, that's mine. And it could not be yours. Do you understand?
I need, a 1 gigabyte drive.
You need one, or you have one that's lost?
Well, it's lost. I need it back.
Okay. Well, you can come in, because we have several.
That's mine. Give it now.
Sir, you can come in and take a look at.
No, you need to give. Did you find? You tell me yes or no.
We have several jump drives.
You have all. You have several of my jump drives. Okay, I want to come, and I would like you to give me my USB drives.
Okay, you can come in and tell us you have your jump drive while
I'm
here, and then we'll give it to you. Okay.
Pamela.
Thank you.
Pamela. Hello. Pamela.
You're listening to the Cacti Radio Network.
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open up trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever
make you who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. New Ghostface. Glorious days. Glorious days.
Avengers. I'm here to sharpen your sword. All praises due to your Meth Wu-Tang Clan. Scream on it, go. We at the weed gate, waiting for Jake. We want 8 ravioli bags, 2 thirsty village and belly.
All right, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio. Got about 1 hour left of show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Carlito, here with Milkman, Tuck, and Kokani. We have numbers to get to here. A new Gordon Brown just coming in from Lonesome Loser just a few minutes ago. We got that to get to. Awesome. Pussy new cortex trauma. Hands is like candy canes. Lay my balls on ice. The branches in my weed be the vein. Swimsuit issue. Darts and truth. Alright, we're gonna call that girl with the white supremacist that she's dating. Stephanie. With an I. Five steps to conquer. Ask Bernadette. Big ass whistle. Ziploc to airhead thistle. All my real bitches taking drawers off. So all my high niggas snatch her skirt off. Just in case she wanna play. Get up in that bitch face and tell her ghost that take your clothes off. And hey, yo, the devil planted fear inside the black babies. 50 cent sodas in the hood, they gon' crazy. Yeah, we eat cake in the shells, we eat cook. Remember back in the good old days when, Walmart, you had the soda machine that sold 35 cent, straight up soda? Fucking Stephanie.
At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Big Stephanie, remember back in the day you used to be able to buy those 35-cent sodas, Coke, and Pepsi? It was back, man. I was like, that was like, wow, when was the last time you could buy something like that? I don't know, Stephanie. Give me a call back. It's urgent. It's about the baby. 405-39, I don't call myself. Bye.
I hate that joke. When I get customers call me at work and like, so what's your phone number? Oh, I don't know. I don't call myself. And I usually go, I laugh like that. Yeah. I'll do it. I don't care. I'll be an asshole. Alrighty. With your name slash backdraft, 4 pounds of screaming with the pearly ass. Chosen, fix the contrast, add the sound clashes. Mrs. Dash, sprinkle with an obstacle eyelash. Ass cap a pentagram for backstage passes. Special guest, no more Johnny Blair. Acid Pet sent that number in for Chris Chan, was it? That Love Jones actress. Distract the cat while I'm hot sugar. Get a crack at this. Dick it down, Oprah. Jump rope. David Dinkins, watch the black mayor. Chris Chan. All right, let's see what the story is. Super soakers in the rover, hit the sports bar. Tell a young lady to bend over. Meditating. All right, Chris Chan has been trolled a ton on YouTube. The guy has had sex with a blow-up doll and taped it. Drank his own semen mixed with orange Fanta. Wow. Is constantly getting trolled by 4chan. He draws a rip-off comic that he calls Sonichio, which is a Pokemon hedgehog. Take Sonic and color him yellow. He claims to be autistic, lives with his mom and dad, is a gullible fucker, and he's attached his cell and home phone number both. I've never heard of the, what is his name? Chris Chan? Anybody? Paddleball dancing with the vulture. White boy. Chris Chan. I heard about it. That sounds nasty. Chris Chan. Let's look up Chris Chan. Alright, first comes up under Encyclopedia Dramatica. Yeah. But what? Born February 24th, 1982, Chris Chan is a naive, perverse, overweight, racist, pedophilic, homophobic, self-proclaimed, high-functioning, autistic virgin man-child, creator of his own skillfully drawn series of comics starring Sonichu. Wow. Okay, that sounds funny. He's got a whole story here, man. Chris Chan is some fuck, crazy fuck. He can feel the cosmos? Okay, I don't know. Chris Chan. I don't know, I guess... Alright, here's a video of his. Let's see what it sounds like. Hoping there's no music in it. Damn it.
about. I read in the announcement video about Billy's Maze, about, well, I quoted Wikipedia about Billy's cause of death, which is basically something like a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I was in Red Oak the whole weekend.
You do know he was involved in a plane crash the day before as well.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose that would put a lot of stress to them to further induce the heart attack.
Okay. Interesting video. So he doesn't seem to be drinking his semen or something. Supposedly this is a video of him having a seizure.
Citizens of the internet, I present an open message to each and every one of you. Y'all should know me by now, but if you don't, I am Christian Weston Chandler, the original creator of Sideshow, the electric dick Pokemon. Back on March 17th, 2000, I present this open message because I love dicks.
Okay, so obviously someone's taken his video and chopped it up. Well, I don't know, whatever. He's supposedly autistic.
Right.
He's an autist. Alright, let me copy the number. Let's give it a call. Let's see where this goes. I've been on a mission lately here to make sure that I call people as I'm supposed to. As requests come in, I at least give them one shot.
God help us. Evil Artie, asking if I'm not taking calls. Not from you, you two fat boy. He's the only person I know I can say that, so I do it all the time on the air. Say that too.
Hello, you have reached the cell phone of Christian Weston Chandler. I'm sorry I cannot answer right now, but please leave a name, message, telephone number.
Jesus Christ. All right, enough of Christopher Chandler, or whatever the fuck he is, or whatever he does, or doesn't do. Right. He's a power bottom. Oh, we got an hour left of this. Help me, God. All right. Gordon Brown, a different one. I really wanted to call a restaurant, you know? Here. Wanker's Country Store, that's the one place that we called last week, making them create an order. What was it? I had him going around checking prices of everything. Let's do that again. Let's see if he plays again. That guy was a fucking moosh. Alright.
Are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number.
You with Jim Nobles.
Well, I'm gonna try Jim Nobles again. I can do that. I guess. All right.
Is it getting your caller ID or are you spoofing your number?
Yeah, I'm spoofing the number. Yeah, totally, dude. Yeah, no, it's going out with the mouth line is what goes out. No, fuck that. I think I'm not just blocking my number anymore, and it doesn't work. As we learned here a few years ago. Well, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Well, we got the SmackDown put on us.
Luckily, good people like Dr. Lego, who provided us with help, provided me with help, fuck that. People like Dino coming through now, donating to keep Madhouse Radio alive for the next 6-7 months. Thank you, Dino. Gracious donation made on behalf of Syndicate Radio.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here tonight, man. All right, we got Frigid's Gourmet Belgian Fries. Did I heard those fries in Belgium are really good? Pommes frites, as they may call it. They serve it with mayonnaise over there. That's not like my fries, man. I take the mayonnaise, the packet, and mix it with some mustard packet. Fucking
ketchup and mayonnaise.
Fucking queer style, man. It's good. Ketchup and mayo, ketchup with mustard, man. Mix that up. Dip your fries in that. Put all hot sauce in it. Listen, I need to make an order, please.
All right, you want to give me 1 second?
Hurry up, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm supposed to be nice, I'm sorry. Man, I could go for some Belgian fries. Where do they get that in Orlando? Let's look that up. Probably where the tourist bags are. Belgium fries. Orlando. Belgian fries.
I got this Apollo so far, a large print. Somebody drink for you guys? What do we have outside?
God, this is taking too fucking long. I really want some Belgian fries, man. I gotta find a place in town that does it.
Thanks for holding.
Listen.
Okay.
What was that?
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, what size fries did it come in with?
Do we have a large or a small?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take 2 larges. You got any meats over there or just fries?
As far as the meat, you say meat?
Yeah, you got any steak meats?
We don't have steak, no.
Well, pork meats and stuff.
No.
Ham, no? What
we
do you...
have burgers, if you want a burger.
All right, give me one of them burgers over there. Medium, with some cheese, onion, mustard mayo. What kind of sausage you got for those damn fries? You got mustard mayo, right?
Yeah, we have that.
You mix it up? You guys pre-mix it, or I gotta mix it myself?
We don't pre-mix anything.
Alright, so, but you got mustard and mayonnaise available there. Plenty of it. Not gonna run into trouble, run out, nothing like that?
No, you're not gonna run out.
Okay. Alright. How soon will that be ready, and what's the total gonna be?
It's gonna be 26.
Oh, wait a minute. Make that, make that 3 of the large fries.
All right.
And give me some shit to drink!
All right, I didn't do that well. Let's if I do it better, 405-39 mouth. Yes, Evil Artie, that's the shit. 405-39 mouth. I'm looking at Lonesome Loser old numbers here, trying to find something that we could call. Oh, there it is. Hey, that's the one we just called. Fritz Gourmet Belgian Fries. Oh, man, really? I want some I saw it on TV. You know that bald fag guy that goes... Why do I say fag so much? That bald, effeminate guy that goes all over the world and eats nasty shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Nunu!
Nunu, him, yeah. Nunu. No, but there's a dude that goes around doing that shit. He's a funny guy. He was eating these pommes frites. Oh, man, that's good. You know what I'm talking about? Bald guy. Bald, fat, effeminate, food-eating guy.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
He's nasty food, man. And it's like one food that he can't eat. It's some...
You be more vague.
We're calling Greece. We gotta edit that Malacca show, man. Listen! How long does it take calling in on your phone machine over there... Misdirected me. I've been talking to tons of people. Transferred all over the place. Voicemail. There's people speaking this stupid Greek.
Tell me again, sir.
I've been transferred around like 5 times in your phone machine system. Hearing voicemails and messages and people speaking that stupid Greek. I need someone to help me out in English.
Yes, tell me. How can I help you?
Where's my taxi? I ordered a taxi to bring me to the hotel, and you still haven't delivered it.
And which hotel?
I'm at the Hotel Homa Hotel.
Oh, no, sorry. Here's a Hyatt hotel.
Yeah, I know. You're supposed to pick me up at this hotel and take me over there.
Where are you now?
The Hotel Homa.
Homa?
Yes.
And where is the Hotel Homa?
It's in Paris, France.
Sorry? In?
Paris, France.
Paris, France.
Yes. Greece is the last leg of our trip.
And you wait the taxi for us?
You were supposed to send me the damn taxi from Greece to France to pick
from
me
Greece
up.
To France, you mean?
Pick me up and bring me to the hotel there in Greece, the Akahaya Beach Hotel.
No, maybe you have made a mistake.
No, no, I don't have any fucking mistake.
I'm sure you do a mistake.
No. Listen, I have a confirmation. I got confirmation 2 weeks ago from this guy. His name was Nico.
If it's possible, call again about 8 o'clock.
No, listen, I'm waiting. I could have walked to France by now.
You are in France now, you mean?
I could have walked to Greece.
You're in Paris now.
Yes, I could have walked to Greece by now. You've taken so long.
You are in France now, and you will come here to Ahaya Beach. You have a conference.
Yes.
And you wait a taxi from France to bring you in Greece.
The Greece person was going to bring me from France, send a taxi to France to pick me up and bring me back. And he missed his target.
Mister?
You missed the target, sir. You're in violation of the codes.
I have no violation of the code.
I'll have you know I'm a U.S.
It's not possible to pick up a taxi from France to bring you here.
I'll have you know I'm a former state senator of Utah, and I'm an ambassador.
So you have an air ticket?
No. This is a taxi ticket, taxi confirmation. Now you people, Nico over there. Where's Nico? Put Nico on the phone.
Nico's is not here now.
When's he going to be there?
Maybe. Come here at 8 o'clock in about 2 hours.
Oh, wait.
One call again.
We'll have him call me. Is he up already? He should be up then already if he comes in 2 hours.
Sorry, sir. About
no, call him on the phone. I'll hold here. Call him and tell him that he needs to talk to me on this phone. Conference him in.
Okay, call again about him in 2 hours.
No. Then talk to him now. I can't wait 2 hours. Damn it. I'm supposed to be in Greece. Waiting on the goddamn taxi, these damn Greece. Stupid!
Sorry, I can't help you. Sorry, sir.
You know what you are?
If you want more help, call about in 2 hours.
Ah, okay? You malaka.
Good morning.
He's just all sorts of confused. He's like, oh, no. Okay. Well, I looked up in Orlando, Belgian fries, and I got an article in one of the Orlando news outlets, and I'm like, where's the fucking address? And it's a place in Glenview, Illinois. Why does the local news in Orlando, the ABC affiliate, why are they reporting stories about a hot dog stand in Glenview, Illinois? Why? Can someone explain that for me? Do you understand now why I think that the local news is horseshit and I never pay attention to it or watch it? The only time I watch it is at 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock
the local news here did a story
during a hurricane.
On, men having a Madea contest. You know the Tyler Perry character Madea?
No.
Dr. Womo's video review Madea contest where black men dress up as an old black woman.
Ah, okay.
They had a news story on that.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's reaching deep sometimes.
We have like the third highest murder rate in the U.S.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Maybe more, and they're having a fucking report on the Madea contest.
Is this Memphis? Is that where? Is it that bad? It is bad in Memphis, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Memphis is bad. Cops in Memphis is always the best. Memphis and Fort Lauderdale are like the two best cops, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, nobody's there. Oops, there was someone there at the end. It was another white boy. God damn it. Was it one of the white boys that have been calling all night? Sonny's Bar and Gentlemen's Club. This is, yeah. This is where used up strippers end up, is what this person is telling us. Acid Pest, sending a number for a place with used up strippers. Nice.
Get some big girls.
Good evening, Sonny's.
Listen, where's the big girl at?
Who was that?
There's this big girl over there who's making a ruckus, and she had a special message for me. She put these codes in my pocket when I was there when she was dancing over me. Let me speak to the big girl.
I'm not sure what big girl you're talking about.
The biggest girl that's there. You know who I'm talking about. That one big girl.
There's always one big girl there. What's her name? Candy? I don't know what strippers call themselves.
Good evening, Sonny's.
Let's put the big girl on the phone and don't hang up on me again.
I don't know what big girl you're talking about. If you can't give me a name, then I'm sorry, I can't help you out.
She didn't give me her name. It's just, you know, there's one big girl over there who dances. Put her on.
Okay, well, when you have a name for her, then I can help
she
you out.
She was the one, okay, look, she's got blonde, I don't have the name, I'm telling you. I can't go back in there now.
We have, like, we have a lot of girls here, and I can't help you figure out who this girl is by a big girl and blonde hair.
She did
we have lots of blondes.
She was there about three.
We have lots of big girls.
Hello! About three dances ago. I just left.
Okay, well, if you want to come back and find her, you can do that.
I'm in my car. I ain't coming back down there. Hell no.
Well, I'm not going to help you.
Oh, you're the big girl, aren't you? How much you weigh?
This is the manager. Can I help you?
Yeah, put that big girl on the phone. I need to speak to a man, please.
Excuse me, man. There's nobody here like that.
Is there a man I can speak to at least? A gentleman?
Yeah, how can I help you?
No,
yeah,
I need to speak to the man, you know, that runs the things there.
All right. Hey, man, we got to go right now.
Hey, put the big girl on the phone, you fucking gorilla monkey asshole.
You're in a prank. You're in the background there. Yeah. That guy probably kicked my ass. And I deserve it. It'd be okay. Alright. You strippers at the Sonny's Bar and Gentlemen Club. A lot of numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. Starting up with Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe.
Big Evil Artie, how you doing, sir?
Hey, big boy.
How you been, man? What's going on, stranger?
I've been good.
Stranger danger.
It's been a while since I've been on the Madhouse.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a while before you're even in the Madhouse, if you know what I mean.
You should ask the viewers if they want me in the Madhouse.
No, no one wants you here, because you ruin the show every time you come in here. You bring bad luck.
No, I don't.
Mess up everything. Athena wants to shut the show down every time you come in. See,
no,
Tuck said it.
Only,
he said
it's only because Zolar made me smoke weed.
Yeah, that's what it was. He didn't smoke weed here. We don't do that here. That's not. That
yeah, he did. No, oh, yeah, we did. We don't.
Yeah, Zolar got right, Evil Artie High for the first time here, what, like a year ago? It's been about a year,
exactly
right?
A year ago. It was February, I remember.
Yeah, that was, well, that was fun. That's the night we went.
Yeah,
we were talking about this earlier today. That's the night we went on that food run. We went to Wendy's and it was closed on the air.
Yeah.
And then we
had
to do the 7-Eleven
road trip on there.
That was the first Madhouse road trip. Yeah, and then after that, we followed up Lopez, Sabar Bar and Grill. Hey, man, why didn't you come to the live show at Lopez, man?
What about Lopez?
The four-year anniversary was in Lake Mary at the Lopez Sabar Bar over there in Lake Mary, man. You didn't come.
Because I tried, I don't know, I forget what it was.
I told you about it.
Like half an hour before the show ended.
No, I told at the beginning of the show, dude, we're at Lopez, come down, and like they were giving, the guy said he would have given alcohol out to anybody who came with me and stuff. You would have been straight and smoking cigars and shit. fucked that up, man.
Well, no, it was because I had no money and no gas, I think.
All you needed was gas. They had food and everything. We had the fucking enchiladas and stuff.
I missed it, man. That was a while ago, dude.
We're probably going to do the 5-year anniversary show there, so maybe you can show up for that.
Okay. Though. When's the anniversary?
In May. No, June. Okay, July. I'm so used to saying things are in May.
Oh, I was going to see a chick, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks, asshole. Yeah. Hey, Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe. You want to do a prank call, or are you just calling in to be a feminist?
You know how long it's been since I've done a prank, dude?
All right, well, good. Jump it up your ass. Hey, man, we're back on Syndicate. Did you see? Dino made a donation, and we're back on Syndicate. You donated $760, man. Can you believe it?
Holy fuck.
Yeah. PayPal'd it to us tonight, man. That'll keep us running for at least the end of the year. I think it should just even us out just to the end of the year, and we can do a lot of upgrades here to equipment that we needed to do.
That would keep me running for, like, fucking, let me think, it's like $60 a year for me to run.
Right.
So that would keep me running for the next 10 years.
Right, that's right. Someone asking in Syndicate, Verbalux, who's the host? It's me, I'm Carlito, the mouth, that's what they call me, the mouth. Big Evil Artie's here also, he's the gut. And he's going to hang up now because I'm going to do a prank call. Isn't that right, Artie?
Yeah, that's right.
All
right,
buddy. Well, hey, take care of yourself, man, and don't be a stranger. Bye-bye.
All right, later.
Evil Artie, officially banned from Madhouse Studios for making a mess. Oh, yeah. Kenny doesn't want him anywhere in here. He can't even park in the parking lot. Hey, yo, he said
I have... Oh, gosh.
I've let Ghostface kill a night. Hello?
Hello?
This is Rudy's?
Yeah.
Hey, sweetie, I'd like to make an order. Is it too late?
But you left what?
I'd like to make an order. Is it too late there, sweetie?
No, it's not.
All right, good. Hey, what kind of sandwiches you got there? Anything like that?
Yeah. Bye, guys, thanks. Yeah, you should just come in and look at the menu.
Well, you got like a vanilla sandwich there, anything like a ham sandwich or something nice.
Who is this?
Or soup? What about soup? Hello?
Yeah.
What's your deal? Seriously, you got soup?
Yeah.
Okay, how much is a cup of soup?
I don't know, I have to wait till my coworker's off the computer.
What? You're talking kind of low, are you okay? What's the matter? What's up, girl? Yeah, I like when you talk like that.
How much is a cup of soup?
Yeah. You want a sip of the soup?
Yeah. $3.25.
I'll put some soup on you and suck it up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wanna
fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck's over? She sounds like she's getting off. I was rolling with it, man. I don't turn down some phone head, man. Fuck that. I don't care if I'm on here with a bunch of people. Yeah. That was kind of hot. All the white boys jerking off to that call now. She was saying dirty words. Alright, Spitz Grill. I don't know. All of a sudden, she's just like, horny. Fuck, come on. Dial, you bitch. Thank you. Yeah, I like Ghostface Killer Night. Since we came back on the air, I just picked one artist and just played all his music.
Hello, Spitz Grill. Listen, you got soup?
Yeah. What's that?
You got chicken noodle soup or any type of soup?
No, sorry, we don't.
Sandwiches?
We got sandwiches, wraps. We got French fries, sweet potato fries, pita chips with hummus, salad.
All right, does the hummus come with pita chips or?
Yeah.
All right, give me.
Pita chips come with the hummus.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, cool. Yeah, get me an order of that, please.
All right, pita chips with hummus.
Yeah, and then you got chicken sandwich. I'm sorry, what kind of sandwiches you said?
We got chicken sandwich. We got a classic sandwich, which is a half beef, half lamb mix.
Oh, sounds
and
good.
And we got falafel sandwiches and veg.
All right, let me get a falafel sandwich. That sounds pretty cool.
All right,
and then an order of the fries.
All right, now did you want to do the falafel sandwich, a meal, and you get fries and a drink with that?
No, let's just do a separate.
Okay.
All right, and give me some shit to drink.
Some shit to drink?
Yes.
All right, what kind of shit?
No, let me just make it the meal.
Green shit, brown shit, red shit.
No, just the meal. It's fine.
Okay, just the meal?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do want the falafel sandwich meal with seasoned fries?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I wanted the sweet potato fries.
The sweet potato fries?
Right, but then I put down that shit to drink.
Shit to drink? What,
yeah.
Now, what kind of shit would you like to drink? We have caca verde, caca rojo, I don't know.
Yeah, caca negro.
Caca negro, of course.
Yeah, yeah, caca negro, please.
Con todo. All right.
Caca negro, please.
Caca negro, all right. And then would you like some extra spit on that, or...
No, you know, a little, you know.
A little jib?
A little, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And your name?
Valente.
Alex.
No, Valente.
Valente?
Valente.
Valente.
Uh-huh.
Jack?
Yeah, Jack Valente.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
All right.
Yeah, how's grad school?
Yeah, great.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I got one classic sandwich, no meat. One falafel sandwich, no falafel, one pita chip a la carte. We got a sweet potato fries, no potatoes.
All right.
All righty.
All right, man.
All righty. So, hey. How long will you be here?
How'd you know it was me?
Huh?
How'd you know it was me?
Who?
Me.
Valente?
Yeah.
Jack, I know you, Jack.
Since
I
when?
I know you from grad school. We went to grad school together.
Did we?
You don't remember? Yeah. You don't remember the big prank we pulled on the principal?
Uh-uh.
You don't remember? Come on, it was me and Bob. Me, Bob, and Jeff.
And me?
Did you kick my dog?
Yeah, that's the one.
Did you kick my dog?
All right.
Hello?
All right.
All right, Jack.
Shit to drink. All right. What the fuck?
Me off.
Did someone really... What? Did that really just happen? I don't know. Is Milkman... Why is Milkman on mute? Take Milkman off of mute. Did I really prank somebody who...
He put himself on mute, I think.
Oh, my God. Did that guy really say Jack?
Yeah, that was a good sport, that guy.
Yeah. No, but wait a minute. That was a Lonesome Loser number. Spitz Grill, right? Yeah. Does that guy really know who Jack Valente is?
Yeah, I think he just recognized it as a prank call.
No, he said Jack. I said, this is Valente. And he goes, Valente, Jack? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, what's up? Like, unless he knows a real Jack Valente.
Yeah, that caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no, he said that, what?
Yeah.
From grad school? How was he in grad school and he's fucking working for Spitz Grill? I don't get it. Whatever. All right. He knows who Jack Valente is. Caca Negro. Bass sending a number that I didn't get to last week, the Hard Rock Cafe in Saipan. We can do that. Pondhead store named Trails. Taco Cabana. Let's call Taco Cabana. Milkman's back. His number's in the 404. 404, isn't that Atlanta? I believe so.
Caca Negro. Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Taco Cabana.
I'll finally pick up, you lazy ass.
You fucking asshole. Who is this?
Different white boy.
Okay. Anyway, different white boy. We're calling a taco place. Are you down for that?
Sure.
Do you have any dinner tonight?
Yes.
What'd you have?
I had some teriyaki pork.
Yeah? From a store? Was it like frozen? Do you ever have that frozen stuff?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Frozen teriyaki, you know? It comes with that brick of teriyaki fucking flavoring.
Nope.
I just eat the brick. Hang on, asshole. All right, we're going to do a call with this white boy. A different white boy, apparently. Who is a different white boy? I don't know. I forgot to play the music. Really high, the vivid laser I got. Jump in a Harley Rock, cross a freaking lemon pie. I'm bad about it. Lord, forgive me, Miss Sally. Sally Tracy got shot. They all look the same. Fake cats done heard it first. On how I sit it on your turf at time. Cupid Link verse show. Take out the back.
Donna, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hi. Is this Taco Place?
Taco Cabana, how can I help you?
Yeah. How? What kind of tacos do you... Hello?
Yes, sir?
What kind of tacos you got there?
We have gumby for shredded chicken. We have fajita tacos. We have black bean tacos, guacamole taco.
Ooh, I'll have that guacamole taco.
Okay. Are you guys ordering
diarrhea.
A pickup order?
Wait, I'm not done. I need some drinks.
Are you doing a pickup order, sir?
Do you do delivery?
No.
Oh, what the hell? Well, then I'm going to need another 10 tacos. Okay, you got that?
Yes. How many tacos do you want?
11 guacamole tacos and 20 chicken fajitas.
Okay. What would you like your chicken fajita tacos?
Do you have any... I don't know. What do you got? Surprise.
Do you want lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, guacamole, sour cream?
Yeah, surprise me.
Okay.
Just put anything you want on it. You know, maybe put a little poop on it. I don't know. Are you a big girl?
Excuse me?
Oh. Are you
else?
A big girl? You got a little cushion for the pushing? Don't speak that crazy language in the background of me.
Holy shit, crazy background noise. Hey man, that's great. Awesome, thank you, sir.
Oh, yay. It's probably terrible, though.
No, it was good. No, it was good.
Returning
it was good.
To main
Strong
menu.
Call.
You have.
We'll live and do another one. Son of a bitch.
Okay.
What? Cafe Del Rey. Is that who did we just call? I don't know.
The taco place.
Yeah, the taco place, right. That was from 9X. We'll call the Pothead Store. No, fuck that.
Oh.
We'll call it, because I want to call the Hard Rock Cafe Saipan here before I lose time.
Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers.
You start this one. I don't have any ideas.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for calling Hard Rock Saipan.
Listen, I came in and I demanded to get paid out in United States dollars. And you people refuse to do it out of the machine.
I'm sorry, sir.
I came in and I command you. I commanded them to pay me out in United States dollars. It's the only currency I recognize.
Hello?
Yes.
Would you like to speak to somebody?
Yes, I want to speak to a man in charge. The head Saipan
okay,
in charge.
May I know your name, sir?
This is Valente, and I want my money back.
Valente?
Yes.
All right. Please hold on, sir. I'll get the manager.
Make it so.
Scott Green asking what the Pothead Store is. Let me see. It's called Roots? What was it? What the fuck was it called? Trails. In the 480 area code. I have no idea where that is. Look it up here quickly for you there, big guy.
Thank you for holding. This is Ray.
Listen, Ray. I commanded I was supposed to be paid back in the proper currency, United States dollars. You understand?
May I send the line, sir?
What?
May I know who's on the line?
This is Valente speaking. Who's on the line? What is your name?
Melande. This is Reynaldo Perez, operations manager. How can I help you?
Listen. I was refused service over there when I won money, and I was given the money in non-United States dollars. It was given to me some other kind of banana money. And why is this?
Are you talking about in Hard Rock or in DFS?
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock? When do you came here?
Earlier today.
What time?
Earlier today. What time is it now? Yes, I'm in United States time. It's 11:34 p.m.
11:34?
Yes.
Okay, and then?
And then, what? I want some money, and they refuse to give me United States dollars, and they push me out of the door, and didn't give me any of my money back, and I command you to give it to me in United States dollars.
Who's the server? Who's the person?
I don't have names. They refuse. Huh?
Who refused to do that?
The person who refused to give me their name.
It's a girl, it's a boy. Can I get some more information?
It was a boy, a feminine boy.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Listen, asshole. You don't understand what I'm saying the complaint
Excuse
is?
Excuse me, don't call me asshole, okay?
Don't call me
I
asshole.
You for that.
You just call me
okay?
that.
I don't call you asshole. You're the one who called me asshole.
You
okay?
said it four times.
If you want to come here, you come here. Okay?
You said it four times. I've only said it once. You monkey.
Okay?
Asshole.
You see?
You said it.
How you're rude in talking to the phone?
You said it
I'm talking to you nicely, sir.
You've said it two more times than I have during this conversation.
Okay? I'm talking to you nicely.
Okay.
So you have to talk it nicely. I want to get information.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so okay. What's the information?
I want my goddamn money back.
So you want your goddamn money back? Do you have your check?
But I want dollars. Only dollars.
Yeah, of course. We're using dollars here.
No.
We're not using any denomination here.
These people were trying
so
to give me...
what do you mean?
They were trying to give me some other banana fucking money. With some other nasty country.
That's why if you have the receipt, do you have the receipt? Because the receipt, there is a name in it. So I could check who's the person.
They kept it. They refused to give it to me, and they refused to give me the name and everything. I want to see the tapes. Where are the tapes?
What do you mean, the tapes?
You had tapes of this, what happened, and I want you to review the tapes with me present. And I want a copy of the tape.
If you're in the island, could I invite you to come over here in the cafe so I could get some information so I could make decisive action about what you're talking about?
Are you threatening?
Right now, we're still...
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm not threatening you because your information is incorrect. I don't see any information about what you're trying
to
say.
I have all the information here, and I have proof that you people took...
So where's your receipt? That's the first question.
Why don't you deal with American money there? What's the deal?
I'm sorry, sir. If you have any more questions...
I asked you a question.
I could give you my email address, and if you want to come here, you could come here.
I don't have to talk to an email. I have you on the phone already, boy. You understand? You're here to answer my questions on the phone now. I'm going to sue you. I'm a lawyer. I'm an attorney.
Even you're a lawyer, you're an attorney, I don't care. I know what's my rights also.
Well, I know what my rights is to sue you for everything you're worth because you're refusing me service.
Yeah, just precisely.
I'm making a report that you call me asshole.
Okay, this is a recorded, so we will know who's telling the truth.
I don't give you permission
okay,
to record
sir.
This. I don't give you permission.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye, asshole.
Returning to main menu. You have 50 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Was there someone on the line there with us? No. Was there? There you go. You get a little upset. That's what we look for, that little bit of bite. I gotta call Noble's Milkman to get hit near this. Is that what I gotta do? Alright, we'll do that. Whoa! MP3's messed up. Got about 15-20 minutes worth of prank calls left here after that RBCP and the phone show is taking over at cactiradio.com. Cactus Radio, or is it Cacti? I forgot. Fuck it. I'm so bad at stuff. Peace, nice to meet you, sweetie. Call me Tony Stark's ghost if you like to. That's Cactus Radio, isn't it? Over for some red wine, nice berry white, huh? There's cacti. There's a cactus radio though. Who the fuck is that? What a bunch of assholes taking cacti radio's name. How dare they? Oh, we got Madhouse banners up at Cacti Radio, man. CactiRadio.com. Look at that. Two nice looking ones there. I might gank those, man. I'm gonna gank those. I'm gonna take your Obamas, bitch. They're mine now. Actually, it's using your art, Tuck. You might want to sue them for everything they're worth.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's call that pot smoker store Acid Pest. Scott Green was asking, hey, Greens. This is in Phoenix. I don't know if it's your friend. You said your friend was in Cali. Oh, yeah. All right, I got it here. Thanks. Nobles first, you're right. Then the pothead store. I had a job. I could have had a job at a head shop once. It was a head shop / cigar shop. And then I got another real job.
Would have been cool.
Cutting me off. Hey.
Mello.
Hey, pothead.
Yeah, is this Trails?
Okay. What?
Oh, fuck you. What the fuck is that? I don't know. Yeah, pothead. Anyway. Did I what?
Can you spoof a number from that area code?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I can't. No, but someone answered there and said, hey, pothead. So
That was somebody that was calling in when you picked up.
No. It said I had whatever minutes for the call, sir. I'll try it again. No. I thought it did, at least.
Then you just hit redial.
Canada takes out Germany 8-2, Kokanee. Is that, what is it, hockey? One of those pseudo sports? I'm kidding. Hockey's a real sport. It's good.
It's strong. Strong sport.
Your caller ID still showing Florida?
No, it's showing
voice message system.
Oklahoma City.
1-2-2-4-1-3-3-0.
Ooh, almost had the number out again. Excuse me. Tuck sending out a cease and desist, eh, Mikey 129?
I know why you're here. You want to test out how good my cook is?
Oh, I've come here, and I need your help. Your steel dogs, you still have them?
What for?
Because they have guns that kill up to 100 yards. Very powerful.
Ford's filling station coming up.
My dogs can beat a pistol?
You want to help them out?
Good evening, Ford's filling station. Katie speaking.
Listen, big Katie, I need to speak to the manager immediately, please.
Who may I ask?
This is Valente.
Okay, 1 second.
Get right to the point. I could have messed with Big Katie, but I'm talking to management tonight. It's a management kind of night over here. That was an interesting call to the Hard Rock, and I'm glad we finally got to that. Thank you, Bass, for sending that in. Good work, sir.
Thanks for holding. Did you want to speak with Emily?
I wanted to speak with a man.
With a man?
Yes.
Okay, is there a particular man that you wanted to speak with?
As long as it's not a woman, a man in charge.
The man in charge. Oh, okay. You want to speak with Ben?
Absolutely. Who is this that I'm speaking with?
This is Allie.
Big Allie? Listen, what's the deal over there with the women who messed up the orders again?
The women who messed up the orders?
Messing up everything. I got into an altercation in the parking lot, and this woman came out and threatened me.
Oh, I'm not sure I know who this is.
I want a full report about what's going on.
Okay.
So put a man on the phone.
Can I tell him who is calling?
Valente.
Valente?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Nunes has to ask to speak to a man, then do all gay talk with the man. Good point. That sound there means we got 15 minutes worth left of show. Yay. Oh, dude, that's what I wanted to play. I knew there was something I was wanting to play at Phone Losers, at the forums. Everyone check out. I was talking with RBCP over the weekend. He had a brilliant idea where you take those Squarespace... let me turn this fucking alarm off. Jesus. He had this idea where you take Squarespace... People who are on Squarespace and Twitter at the same time. They got them tied together. So they're tweeting from their cell phones that they're at such and such place.
Yeah, he's actually busy at the moment.
You know what? Forget it, okay? Bye. Stupid.
Right.
Oh, you know what? You can blame it. I want you to write a report to him. You know what? Take a message, all right? You ready?
Okay.
All right. Line one, Valente says.
Valente says, all right.
Line number two, the women fuck up all the shit.
Is this a prank call?
No, line two, the women fuck up all the shit.
All right.
Line three, W/B KTHXBI.
What?
W-E KTHXBI.
Okay.
Got it?
Bye.
Thank you, honey.
All right.
Whatever. Anyway, so with Squarespace, what it does is when you kind of marry it with Twitter, what it does is it's a phone to where you're tweeting from. So basically, these people are going around tweeting, I'm at, there was this one guy who was at Walgreens buying sinus meds, and he tweets... and adds a Squarespace profile to it or whatever. So all this, so now, and if you think about it, you know that there's a guy whose name is such and such, and he's at that moment at a Walgreens. And this is what this is one of the examples here that RBCP did over the weekend. So he calls the Walgreens, and I forgot what he asked him. He asked him some crazy shit. The guy got really pissed off or something. There was quite a few of them. I think there was one or two that got really angry about the whole situation. Thank you. Who was that? Milkman, was that you?
Huh?
Uh-huh.
I think it's... We got 15 minutes left.
You got a 15-minute alarm too, you stupid? Okay, good, thanks. Anyway, I want to look at the forums. Sure RBCP is okay. I just wanted to play one of these because I laughed my ass off listening to those. It was really funny.
Yeah, you get something else like that, too.
Look at this for your hard drives to catch on fire.
Hey, I'm not at home. Come over to my house and rob me. I'm out somewhere else. I'm out.
Yeah, well, you think about it. Yeah, and I was looking
somewhere else, or at Walgreens, or whatever. It's fucked up.
Yeah, like you know, you could look for these in your local town, and when someone says, "Oh, I'm out drinking," like, "Oh, good. I know we're you just look up their using their name. You find their address. You know they're not home. Go break into their house and steal their shit. Come out. You knew they weren't at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
There's a website. Yeah, there's a website on that.
Right.
Let's see if I can find the name.
Yeah.
Something like, please rob me or something.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Would it be possible to page a customer that's there?
I'm sorry?
Would it be possible to page a customer that's in there right now?
Yeah. Who did you try to reach?
His name is Shaggy Jenkins.
What's the last name again?
Jenkins.
We'll go by the name Shaggy. And okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, this is Paul from the Red Cross, and we're calling asking for donations tonight.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if you'd like to donate this year like you did last year.
How in the heck did you do this?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, how did you know I'm in a restaurant?
Well, we're with the Red Cross. We're trying a new thing. It's a proactive telemarketing.
Because
it's hard to reach people at home these days. So I was just wondering if we could count on your support this year.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Would you like to donate $25 then to help the people in Haiti?
could you tell me who you are?
This is Roy with the Red Cross.
I thought you were Paul.
Paul Roy.
Who is
I don't
this?
See what's so funny, because, you know, that's an unfortunate name, and I've had to be made fun of my entire life, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, you get the gist of it. I'm not going to steal RBCP's thunder. I don't want to just play all his prank calls. I'm sure he wants stuff to do. So there you go. I mean, he wants to be able to use those on his own show. But if you get the idea. And then, and that's the whole thing, Cole, what I'm talking about. People get their houses robbed. So there is a site out there. But at the same time, they're talking, you know, trying to bring up the point. They're also kind of blasting it. You know, like, hey, all these people. It's like y'all was a strong. It's too much, man. Like, Google Latitude, when that came out, it came on my Android phone. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? In a way, I don't want people to know exactly where I am and shit. What the fuck? It's private. Flesh on me, so I can't. And importantly, I don't want people to know when I'm not home.
I don't know. I'm a. Listen, now I'm like this. It was
him. Well, I give credit to the corner store in the butter road.
It's awesome, yeah. So. That'd be cool to do a show. I was telling him it'd be cool to do a show on a weekend, because in the weekend a lot of people are out, so there's probably a lot more people, you know, falling for that little scam. It'd be cool to call people as they're out, you know, doing shit. You had to do restaurants and bars where they could be. Yeah. I heard about that, yeah. Oh, this sucks. This is a nice song. I like this song from back when it first came out, and it's fucking up. That sucks. Oh, man. Got a bad torrent. Fuck. Did you hate that? It was the worst. All right. Excuse me, folks. I get tired here. Okay, we got one last number here to do. Vibrato Grill and Jazz. Let's give them a call. Vibrato Grill and Jazz.
Been a great show tonight.
Good evening, Vibrato Grill and Jazz. This is Lindsay. How may I help you?
Hey, Big Lindsay. What's going on?
Who's this?
Listen, I had a problem over there. I came in earlier today, and I think I might have left either my wallet or my keys. I think I have my keys. I think I locked them in the car, actually, and then I'm thinking about it. But at least the wallets. Anybody reported one in or anything?
I don't think so, but let me ask Haas. Just one second, okay?
Who?
Haas, the manager.
Haas?
You left it in here earlier today?
Uh-huh. Haas, right?
Haas.
Haas.
Yes.
Haas.
Just one second.
All right.
Haas. That's a cool name, Haas. Hoss. If I have a son, I'll name him Haas. Yeah, they would just, you know, love that. Haas. This is your last Madhouse prank call of the night. This episode will be updated on the podcast in the next 9 months. I guarantee that. It won't be.
Right.
It won't take any more than 9 months to get this up. Oh, we'll catch up one day.
No wallets were found, but if you want to leave your name and number, if anything turns up, we can definitely give you a
call. I command to speak to the Haas.
Who is this?
Mrs. Valente.
Just one second.
girl's too nice.
There's some people that got featured this week.
People got featured this week.
On their commercial there.
Good evening, thank you for holding. How may I help you?
How you doing there, Big Hoss?
I'm great. How you doing?
And I don't appreciate the woman there with the attitude when I'm asking about the wallet.
What,
I left the wallet over there, and I have reason to believe that one of the women over there has it and is refusing to give it to me. I saw a woman go into the bathroom with an item and came back out and no longer had the item and was shuffling herself a little bit, like her clothing.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, if it is anything left, every day these things happen left and right all the time. We have from glasses to wallets to everything left behind, and people come and pick it up. Where was it left?
It was left where I was sitting.
I mean, where were you sitting?
You have an obligation to return this to me if you found it. You
I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, you're putting word in my mouth that we have it. I don't know. I have to locate it first in order to return it to you.
No, I know.
Excuse me.
I have it.
I mean, you can't say that, sir. You can't say that you have it.
I mean, it's either
there. You need to let us know what your name is. Allow us to have a chance to look for it, find it, and return it to you. We have no interest of keeping anybody's wallet in here.
This is Valente, and it's not in my pants, and it's not in my car. So it's obviously over there, and the woman took it to the bathroom and took everything out inside of it and flushed
sir.
It down the toilet.
No, sir. You can't accuse that anybody. I won't take this. I'm sorry.
Well,
we have had many incidents. We had people thought that they had their wallet in here. Week later, they found it and they called us and apologized. So we don't deal with people staff like that. I don't have staff like that, and I don't like to really have you insult my staff and accuse my staff of taking your stuff. I won't allow you that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
If you'd like to leave your number. No problem. Just leave me your number. We'll look for it for you. If you can find it, we'll be more than happy to give it to you.
Let me ask you one thing. Okay. Are you the owner or just a manager?
I'm the general manager here.
All right. So are you having problems paying the rent there? Is that what's going on?
Where are you getting with that?
Well, I mean, sometimes when we're low on money, we're more apt to maybe do
no,
a little...
No, we don't do that, sir. We are not that kind of people in here.
Well, I know things are bad.
You're going there, and I'm not taking this anymore. If you like to leave your number with me, I'll call you back. If you're taking this different direction, I'm not interested in this conversation.
Sometimes petty theft happens when we're low on money.
But you are accusing my staff, then accusing me, and accusing the owner. I don't have to stand in here. I have a business to run. I don't have to stand in here and just listen to you. If you like to be nice about it, leave me your phone number and all that. If I find it, I'll call it to you. Otherwise, we don't deal like that. I'm sorry. This is a high-class place.
Is there anybody in the staff who maybe has recently bounced a check or has an overdrawn bank account?
Sir, I'm so sorry. I'm no interested in no longer. If you like to, I'm going to give you one more chance to give me your phone number. Otherwise, I'm hanging up.
Plasma.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Plasma.